about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You still got your boombox? Play something and turn it way up. Something danceable.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
You go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. People treat me like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. Another plane, another train, another bottle in the brain. Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping.
Man, these white folks is crazy.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't know. Oh my God, I'm so... Oh my God, oh my God.
And now...
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Our feature presentation...
Did he say, let's boogaloo till we puke?
He did. And I think that should be our slogan for 2014.
Why not?
Let's boogaloo till we puke.
I like it.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, 5:32.
What's happening, you guys?
You know, just big balling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do.
Like I do.
Hey, I'm sure Ralph will give us some highlights, but... if you haven't heard, you can go to krock.com, get the Coachella announcement that came out last night. Three words for you.
Muse, muse, and muse.
No.
Oh.
Even better.
Okay.
Pet Shop Boys.
Yay!
I didn't
right?
see that. I didn't
right?
see that. I got to tell you, a couple of those songs I like.
Oh, that is a ringing endorsement.
Pet Shop Boys is the one that leapt off the page at me.
I'm not
that's
sure
why,
that we...
That's why I love Coachella, though. That's
yeah.
why I love Coachella, is because there's room for the Pet Shop Boys, and there's also room for fill in the blank, whatever weird-ass, obscure band you've only heard of, and Arcade Fire. I mean, there's room for all of it at Coachella. That's why it's a beautiful festival.
Outkast, I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That news leaked a while back, but they were so it great.
Finally confirmed,
when,
yeah.
When were they? Being...
Well, I mean,
90s,
absolutely. Yeah, it's been a long time since they've been, you know, done anything together. So anyway, as I said, I'm sure Ralph will be hitting that in the showbiz beat because that is big, big news. But it is out. If you can't wait, you can go to krock.com and get the lineup. This is maybe the best story of 2014 so far in terms of crazy arrest. It really has everything in it, even a celebrity factor. Cormac McCarthy. You might not recognize the name, but he is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who has written books like The Road.
Oh, yeah.
No oh,
yeah.
Country
for Old... book I've ever read in my life.
No Country for Old Men.
No cut, right?
is another one of his. He had that... what was that crazy movie just earlier? Well, the end of last year. It was the one where Cameron Diaz had sex with a car. The Counselor. He wrote that one. He wrote that book,
right.
too, The Counselor. So he's in the news. He's not directly involved in this story. It's his ex-wife. They've been divorced since 2006. She was arrested in New Mexico yesterday. By the way, her name is Jenny McCarthy.
Oh.
But get the good Jenny McCarthy out of your mind, looks-wise, because when you see this Jenny McCarthy and hear the story, it'll give you something to think about.
Uh-oh.
As detailed in the probable cause statement, Jennifer McCarthy, a 48-year-old artist, was arguing with her 53-year-old boyfriend about space aliens.
Arguing about space aliens,
about
whether
space
they exist
aliens.
Or not.
It doesn't go into
no
the
detail.
Details of who was taking which position. I would be curious to hear it. I would listen to any two people on the earth arguing about space aliens, by the way. McCarthy's boyfriend told investigators that following the argument, she departed her Aventura residence. Upon returning to the home, he told deputies McCarthy went into her bedroom and later emerged wearing lingerie with a silver handgun in her vagina.
Wait.
Oh.
Wait.
Hello.
Wait. So she had inserted it in there?
That's right. That's right. She was using her vagina as a holster. Right.
Okay.
According to the police officer's report, she then proceeded to have sex with the gun. Then she asked her boyfriend, and this is quoted in the police report, who is crazy, you or me?
Wow.
She
has to win that one.
Then she removed the gun and pointed it at her boyfriend's head. Fearing he could get shot, the man grabbed the weapon from McCarthy and put it in the toilet. McCarthy's boyfriend subsequently took it out of the toilet and then put it in a trash can outside, which is where it was when the police officer recovered it upon being called to the residence. She was arrested on felony charge of aggravated assault on a household member, booked into the county jail from which she was released Sunday after posting $5,000 bond. So it has space aliens, it has vaginas, it has...
Dangerous use of vagina should have been the charge.
Right, exactly. I want... Look, I know people are worried about too much of their lives being filmed. But when a store like this comes around, I want there to have been a camera in their house.
Yeah, some kind of video.
I'm not trying to invade anybody's privacy, but
I am.
It'd be great if when it's needed, like when a story like this comes out, if we'd be able to go back and enjoy every minute of that glorious afternoon.
I'm in.
I love it. I love it so much. In.
I think reality show in her future.
Who's crazy now? No, she's saying now or who's crazier?
Who is crazy, you or me, she says as she removes a gun from her vagina. I love her so much.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBito, shall we?
That's great, Miguel. That was terrific.
I'm not a gal. Nor do I use that word.
He said Miguel, by the
way. Oh, Miguel. I don't even know what that is then.
It's a name.
Zoe Bell will be on the program today. Talking about Rays.
She's going to... kick your ass if you don't like it, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Yes, and I love it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, why is she not in the MMA?
We also have Whitney Cummings coming into the studio.
Awesome.
Comedian talking about her shows at the Ice House. We have Bobby Moynihan talking about Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited Fantastic. About that. We have Why Hasn't Been Opened My Christmas Gift?
Yes.
This boggles the mind, this one.
It is only January 9th.
Right, but you got it mid-December, I think.
I did. I think it arrived on the 19th or the 20th.
Okay.
It arrived, yeah. There's an obstacle, Kevin. It's not your fault, but there is an obstacle that is preventing me from seeing what you sent.
Right. And
I'm sorry.
When people hear that, by the way, I want you to send it back.
I'm just saying,
send it back.
That's fair.
Send it back. It's just going to sit there in your house and you're never going to open it? Send it back.
I'm going to open it. I just got to bring in the extraction team.
Yeah. We have those Lincoln Park tickets that we've been giving away all week for this weekend. And we're going to talk to Mark Wahlberg, who, of course, is the star of Lone Survivor.
Awesome.
So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
It is Thursday morning. Ralph is here. Time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat on a new Kevin and Bean Show. What is going on, Ralph?
Well, of course, we celebrate this day. It's the anniversary
of
the first X-rated film ever shown in a theater. Yay!
The kids love the X-rated films.
They sure do. On this very day, January the 9th in 1951, it was the very first X-rated film shown in London, England. It was the French film La Vie Commence Demain. Which, of course, when translated, means life begins tomorrow.
Hmm.
The success of that film led to the next film that was shown, X-rated film, teenage cheerleading sex pots on motorcycles at a nudie leather beach party.
Really? That was the second one?
It was a big leap. A big leap from the first one to the second.
Now, Ralph, you're the professor of pornography here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You used to run the sex cube. How did you describe that? The first adult film shown in a theater?
First X-rated film ever shown in a theater.
Okay.
Theater, yeah.
How long do you think after the invention of motion picture photography do you think it was before we started shooting pictures of naked women? Like, was it at the first day? Or do you think it was within a week?
That has to be right away, wouldn't you think?
I would think that would be pretty near the top of the...
Considering one of the first images ever shot in moving pictures was a kiss... I'm guessing it would have been within the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
Somebody whipped it out.
Men are the best.
And then started shooting it.
Love it.
Good times. Speaking of porn, how much would you pay to have sex with a prostitute?
Well, no, I mean, who is it?
It's a really hot chick.
I don't know what they expect, man.
Let's say you got money, you got a lot of disposable income. What would you pay?
Money's no object.
Money's no object.
Know.
For an hour, what are you paying?
I don't know, $1,000?
That's what I think. Seems reasonable, right? If you're in Vegas and you got the money to peel off,
it's
not an issue?
I don't know.
Well, congratulations to Mistress Madeline. This week, she set a record for a one-hour webcam session with one of her submissives. who paid the top...
I'm sorry, can I just butt in here? So if it's webcam, she wasn't with him?
No. It's a webcam session with a submissive. She is a dama.
Okay.
He won the auction. $42,000.
What?
Spent an hour with her via webcam.
To see her on his computer.
Yes. And for her to dominate him and tell him what to do and control him. The auction winner paid the high amount of $42,000.
Unbelievable.
Why was there an auction?
Because she said she would do anything that this person wanted.
Well, that's not a dominatrix, is it?
That's kind of the opposite, yeah.
She would do to that person whatever they wanted.
All right.
Via computer.
All sorts of promises.
Via computer.
Via computer. That's what I'm saying. That's not. You're not even having sex with the person.
That's the worst part of it.
Now, for a lot of these guys, being taken advantage of financially is part of the fetish.
Oh, it is.
So if that's your audience, cha-ching, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, well
no
done
kidding.
For you, Madeline.
Why don't they just get married then?
See?
Oh, he's funny.
Because I don't like women.
Is that your bean voice?
Yeah. She said she used to have a customer who would pay her $1,000 to hang up on him after 1 minute.
What?
He would pay $1,000. She's like, no. And then she would hang up on him, and that would get him off. So, whatever floats your yacht, man. You got that kind of cash.
I just like to put it out there. I'll do that for free if you want me to hang up on you.
You will?
Yeah, no problem.
You're a sport.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Lindsay Lohan's laptop?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she tweeted that someone stole her computer.
Excellent, and?
At an airport in Shanghai.
Excellent, and?
And she's offering a reward for its safe return.
Because on it is?
No further details have been given, Kevin.
Mm.
But she would like to get her laptop back.
I'll bet she would.
As opposed to computer viruses, it's the only laptop with a computer sexually transmitted disease. Be careful how you handle it. And Liza Minnelli is very generous.
She's still alive?
Yes, Kevin, she's still alive.
No, that's not a joke. I thought she was on death's door for a while.
What's wrong with Liza Minnelli?
Am I thinking of someone else?
I think you must be.
Liza Minnelli was on Arrested Development.
Yeah. Well, I could be mixing people
up. No, not you.
I know, it's hard to believe, but.
She is so impressed with Matthew McConaughey's performance in Dallas Buyers Club.
It was great, isn't it?
That she told him if he didn't win an Academy Award this year, she is going to give him hers. She won Best Actress for Cabaret, the movie Cabaret back in the 70s. And she said if he doesn't win, she's going to give him her Oscar.
So he has a Best Actress
from
Oscar.
Cabaret Oscar. Yes.
People are going to go, you were in Cabaret.
Why didn't you are an actor? Because you don't even look like that chick.
They may not be transferable.
I do not believe they are.
But that is a very generous offer and a very nice endorsement.
I think it's dumb.
I do too.
It
but
really has no reflection on rewarding him for his achievements whatsoever.
Well, I think it's her way of calling attention to his great work in the film.
Well, then, if you want to congratulate him and reward him, give him an Amazon gift card.
There you go.
Because that would be much more useful for Matthew McConaughey than somebody else's Oscar. It really is just irrelevant, just dumb. Stop it.
Is it stupid?
It's dumb, stupid, absurd. Speaking of which, the People's Choice Awards were given out last night.
Oh, what? Dear God.
Yeah, People's Choice Awards last
night. That was on?
Oh, yeah.
Ralph, I saw 45 seconds of it.
Wow.
And it made me want to rip the TV off the wall because when I tuned in as they were announcing best, I don't know, pop artist or female artist or something like that.
Oh, best female artist. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Demi Lovato.
No. Britney Spears won the award that I was watching for whatever award she won.
Must be a different category.
Britney Spears.
Because I was looking at the list saying, best female artist across the board, music. Demi Lovato won last night.
Either of those choices is odd.
Yeah. And wrong. And just wrong.
And I also heard that Adam Sandler won best movie actor at the People's Choice Awards
last
night.
That makes sense. That makes some sense because he's one of the greatest of the generation.
Can we all just get together? Can we make a People's Choice to stop showing the People's Choice Awards?
Please.
Can that be our choice as a people?
By the way, this is CBS that puts this on, too, by the way. This is our own company.
It's madness.
I don't think they were up for anything.
It's not good for New York. It's not good for America, and it's not good for the entire world. And so, CBS, shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you, CBS.
All you need to know in television, favorite new TV comedy? Super Fun Night.
You're making that up.
Favorite new TV drama. What's your favorite new TV drama? I would have to say Blacklist for me.
Got to be Blacklist.
Yeah, I'd go Blacklist. Yeah.
No, no. Favorite new TV drama? Rain.
Rain.
Wait,
what? That's a CW show.
That's a CW show. R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, right. Rain.
It's a CW show, yeah.
It's like it's like Wizards and Warlocks or something, right? It's like Shields and Short Swords.
I haven't watched it, but I watch
Medieval something.
I watch a lot of CW.
No, it's not.
They have a lot of ads.
The best new TV drama.
No, it really isn't.
And Super Fun Night. I didn't even realize that was still on. I thought that got canceled after like four episodes.
It may have. They still gave it an award.
That's goddamn people. That's the problem. The people of the people's choice.
Hey, those people that you're letting vote for this award, they're the ones who voted Congress in, okay? Look how well that's going for us.
Stop it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Nina Dobrev. Oh.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. She's 25 years old today. UFC fighter Jake Shields is 34.
Yes.
And stop it. AJ McClain of the Backstreet Boys is 36. Actress Joey Lauren Adams. She was, of course, in Chasing Amy. Directed by my buddy Kevin Smith, 46 years old today. Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band is 47 years old. J.K. Simmons, one of my favorite character actors, 59 years old. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin fame, 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Lord has been through Southern California a couple times, but playing tiny places. So a lot of people who want to see her have not had the chance yet. Well, all that changes coming up this spring in April, Coachella. She is going to be on the Saturday night of the weekends of April 11th and the weekend of April the 18th. She'll be playing along with Muse and Queens of the Stone Age and Skrillex and Foster the People, MGMT.
Blah, 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 and blah, and blah, and blah.
Hey, Roland? Roland?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm here in Anaheim. Where are you guys?
Where we always are.
We're doing a radio
station.
Show. Can
Why
I finish
aren't
up
you
what
here?
I was? Can I finish up what I was saying, Roland?
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. Get the complete Coachella lineup, including Outkast, Broken Bells, AFI, Bastille, Arcade Fire, Beck, Lana Del Rey, Calvin Harris. An unbelievable lineup again this year. Tickets on sale Friday at 10. Details at KRock.com. All right. Why are you in Anaheim, Roland?
You're not sleeping.
What? Oh, I just woke up.
Come on, Roland.
Because that entire thing just put me to sleep. Because you guys never talk about what's important.
What is more important than a three-day music festival?
Disneyland.
Well, we love Disneyland, but Disneyland's always there.
Yep, but I'm here now in line. I'm first in line.
For
Disneyland remodeling Tomorrowland based on Star Wars.
Well, but isn't... They made that announcement yesterday, but
yes.
Isn't that like 2 years away before they're finished?
Yes, but do you know what lines are like at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Right?
At times it can be very long.
Yes, but not for me.
You're going to stand in line.
Who's going to be first in line for the Tomorrowland Star Wars exhibit?
You're going to stand. You're going to stand in line for.
With a lightsaber.
You have a saber?
Yes, I do.
What?
Roland, they're going to make you move because they're going to be doing construction on that site.
Try me.
Oh, they can't move you. That's
because why?
Well, there's that. I forgot about that. Now, what do you know? Ralph gave us some of the highlights yesterday of what's been speculated about for this new Tomorrowland. What do you know? What do your inside sources tell you, Roland?
Well, there's going to be a Tatooine cantina, which is why I have this boombox here and I'm playing the cantina music. So
right.
I can have a drink at the cantina just like Luke Skywalker and Ben Kenobi.
Right.
Right.
In 2 years.
Yes. Now and they're going to have a walkthrough of the Millennium Falcon.
Right.
And they're going to have a speeder ride, the speeder bikes through the Ewok village.
Oh, for Return of the Jedi. Yeah, now that all sounds great.
I also heard they're going to have a special room. It's Princess Leia's gynecologist.
Come on.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Well,
I don't think
so. Let me check you out, Princess. Put on this slave bikini.
I haven't read anything about that one.
Well, maybe you don't know as much as I do about Star Wars.
Well, that's possible. They do. They have said that there are people at Disney who have now been filled in on the characters and part of the plot line of the next Star Wars movie.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
So they can build
when I'm at the Wookiee Bikini Wax booth... You guys are still being the back of the line.
Now, does it seem likely to you that Disneyland, a children's amusement park, the happiest place on earth, is going to open a Wookiee bikini wax booth?
Hey, there are hairy children.
Right, but I don't think...
See, Northwest?
I don't think Disney...
That kid needs a body wax.
I don't think Disney is in the business, though, of body waxing hairy people. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
That scene where Walt Disney gives the woman who wrote Mary Poppins a bikini wax?
I didn't see that.
Oh, maybe I saw the director's cut.
Yeah, I didn't see that. From Saturday Night Live, Bobby Moynihan joins us in a half an hour or so here on The Kevin Bean Show. His new show, Chosen, by the way, looks hilarious. Also, Mark Wahlberg will be on the program with us, comedian Whitney Cummings, and actress Zoe Bell. A lot of shows still coming up here this morning on the world-famous K-Rock.
So we had different vacations over Christmas. I took a little bit more time than most people because I'm the genius in the show. Obviously, I need to rebuild.
Remember we said, have fun working, suckers.
Right.
Remember you told us that?
Right. Yeah. So we all sort of mailed each other our Christmas gifts, and my wife found something, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, and she came home and she said, I think I may have found the perfect gift for Bean. I said, what was it? She described it in detail. I was like, I got to tell you, that's strong. I think he'll love it. Yeah. So we got it. She packaged it. She's good about sending it out on time. Bean said it got there the 19th or the 20th. And then
that's nice.
All throughout the holidays, my wife kept saying, did Bean get his gift?
What did he think? He must have been excited.
Right. Yeah. And I said, I don't check email when I'm on vacation. And she's like, I know, but just only take a second. I'm like, no, I really don't. I'm sure he got it, and I'm sure he loves it.
Right. Imagine inviting more contact with Bean into your life during your vacation. What is she, crazy?
So I don't ever check email. So just yesterday... It occurred to me that I had not heard, you know, what Bean thought of the Christmas gift. So I said to Bean off the air, I said, hey, by the way, did you ever get my Christmas gift? And he said, well, that's a funny story.
Well, that seems odd.
And then the song that we were playing ended and we had to do something else. I would like Bean now to tell you the funny story.
Well, I mean... I did get the gift, and please thank your wife for her thoughtfulness.
On the 19th or 20th.
Right. And
no,
I
you liked it then.
Well,
you didn't like it.
No, it's not that at all. No, I haven't seen what's in the box yet. I cut open the box that it was sent in, and then I saw that there was a smaller box inside. And as I started to pull it out, I realized that the rest of the box for shipping was packed with those peanuts. You know, those styrofoam peanuts,
right?
Like about a billion of them. And as I started to pull the smaller box out, I realized that I couldn't take it out without the peanuts just going everywhere. I was gonna drown in those peanuts.
And by drowning them, you meant it would probably take you 90 seconds to pick them up and throw them away.
It looked to me like a snowstorm. It looked like one of these drifts you see on the weather from Minnesota during the polar vortex.
So you took it outside or into your garage where you could just sweep it up, and you took it out. And what did you think?
No, I lifted it out, and then when I saw how many peanuts there were, and I saw that it was probably a several hour cleanup job,
right.
I put the box.
Several hour cleanup job.
I didn't send you. I didn't send you a car sized box.
Right. I've seen the box. It's like 2x2.
Yeah, roughly.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it seemed like it would be a lot of effort, a lot of work to if I were to take the little box out of the big box. And that's not a euphemism. Then I think there would just be peanuts all over the place. Then I'd spend the whole rest of January trying to vacuum that stuff up.
I'm sorry, so, you said January. You meant December as you got it on the 19th or 20th.
Right. Had I opened it then, I guess. Yeah. So I guess what
so
I'm
as
saying
of
is,
right this second, you haven't opened my Christmas gift.
I have not opened your Christmas gift. I have opened the outer box, but I have not pulled the inner box out because it's too messy.
Because it has... Packing peanuts?
Packing peanuts, right, exactly. By the way, I shot a...
Kevin,
I shot
stop that! Exactly. As if that's something anyone would do ever. Don't just go past that like, of course, well, yes, because
Obviously. There's
packing materials, so I can't possibly open a package that has packing materials in it. Stop saying that like that ever happens anywhere.
This may be the first time in history that that's happened.
No one has ever not opened a package before because it has packing materials.
Look, you tell me you – by the way, I did shoot a video of this. You can see that I'm not making it up. We did tweet it out at Kevin and Bean
sure.
if you want to see the video.
Have a look at it. You'll go, not that big a deal.
Well, there's about 3 ounces of styrofoam peanuts there. Stephen Hawking could clean them up in about 4 minutes.
But, guys, tell me you haven't been there.
Okay.
Where
hold on, Bean. I know where you're going. I've been there.
Okay,
and you
so
realize there's going to be some cleanup. But you know what you do? You pull it out, you clean it up, and you look at what the gift is.
That's you know what I don't do? Spend months not opening something.
Because of that.
I'm going to get to
it. When are you going to get to it? You've had a month.
When they evaporate, when the peanuts just biodegrade and just disappear.
Oh, it hurts when I laugh, you guys.
Good. Should hurt.
Should hurt.
I hope you pierce a lung.
I need some proper prep time. I've got to get some machines in there to clean that place up afterwards. That's all. Or get some help or get Marty over to help me or
Stop
something.
Stop trying to be cute about this. What the F are you doing?
Right, because it's not that big a cleanup. Even if you were just to turn and dump the box, again, you could clean that up in less than 5 minutes if you're Stephen Hawking. I mean, it's nothing.
It seems like a lot. It seems like too much.
And you would not open a gift because of that.
Lisa, you're with me, right? You've seen the box.
You insane?
No one could be with you ever.
I can't. Put a sheet on the ground underneath the box, pull it out, and boom, there's all your peanuts.
That doesn't seem like a lot of work to open a box.
What?
Let me answer that. No.
What kind of life have you created for yourself where that is a challenge?
Opening
a box is a challenge.
Do you not get packages all the time? Don't you love the mail?
Right!
I do love the mail. I adore the mail.
I do love the mail. Who did you have a poster of on your wall in high school?
The Postmaster General, of course. I love the mail. No one loves the mail more than I do.
So when you get a package, you must go crazy.
It's very exciting. I look forward to it. Absolutely. And I'm grateful to you and your beautiful bride for sending me a gift, and I promise that I will open it. I'm certain that I will enjoy it. I just need, mentally, I need to prepare for what that day is going to be like.
This isn't okay, by the way. This isn't funny.
This is a step further than usual.
This isn't, Bean's just being quirky. This is... effed up. This is seriously effed up.
I was thinking about this yesterday, and I'd like it back.
You absolutely should get it back.
I would like it back.
No, it's my...
You should return that goddamn package.
It's my
Send
gift.
That box back to me. You're not opening it.
I'm going to open it.
So
I'd
like it back.
I need to work up to it. Look.
You're not working up to it. You just do it.
You don't wake up one morning and go, hey, I've never run before, but today I'm going to run a marathon. You need to ease into that, and that's where
I'm
headed.
This is not a marathon. When you get a gift, you open it.
But this particular box is, I mean, it really, it's like the Saw House, you know, just trying to navigate my way through this without
getting hurt. You're trying to make this funny.
But don't you understand that's seriously, seriously mentally ill?
But honestly.
You don't recognize that?
I don't think it's mentally ill at all.
Honestly?
That you're paralyzed by 4 ounces of styrofoam? That you are kept from action because of small pieces of styrofoam? That has paralyzed you. You don't see that you are damaged?
No, I don't. First of all,
I've never hated you more than I do right now, and that's saying something.
All right, let me just back up one step. This is not one of those deals where we always talk to people who have this unnatural fear of inanimate objects. They don't creep you out. You're really only worried about the amount of work it would take.
I just have this vision of pulling the inner box out of the outer box and just having those things just go everywhere. I feel like you just pick them up.
How about you don't open it like a baboon? What if you don't shake the box and throw the peanuts everywhere? What if you carefully take the peanuts and put them in the trash and clear the top of the box and then open the other box?
Maybe I can get Donna to open it for me.
I want it back. And I think I'm within my rights. I want it back. I don't want you to open it. I want you to return to sender.
It's as if you packed the box with radioactive isotopes, and he needs some sort of hazmat suit and tongs in order to get to it.
I'm going to open it, you guys.
It's been months.
It's January 9th.
It has been just over 2 weeks, by the way. I will get to it. I'm grateful for the gift. I just need to work up to it. That's all I'm saying. And it's gonna be fine.
Work up to it.
Tamp down your disappointment and your anger.
This is worse than normal. Yeah. This is crazier than Hay isn't being wacky.
I don't think this is
like a, this is a TLC special.
Yes.
I want my gift back.
Send it back to Kevin.
Send it back to him. I'll describe it to you in great detail when you send it back.
I'm going
to
open it.
I don't want you to open it.
Return it.
I don't want you to open it.
Just haven't gotten to it just yet.
If you can manage to work up to getting a roll of tape and closing it up again and taking it to the post office, send it back. You don't deserve it.
Noted.
Ass. Seriously.
Horrible human
being. SEAL Team 6, Zero Dark Christmas gift. I need to reclaim that gift. Send it back to me. I'm serious. I want it back.
But Lisa, you're with me, right?
No. Send it back.
He's just looking for a good out. Send me the thing back.
I'm not going to
put it in the mail and send it back to me.
It's a gift.
Yes, it is.
Sent to me.
Yeah,
you
know what the gift isn't? The box.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
I want the gift back.
You actually don't want the gift.
Send it back. I will open the gift.
I don't want you to open it. I don't want you to have it.
Return it.
I want you to return it.
Return it. You're a horrible person.
I'm going to have it open by time we come back to work Monday.
I don't want you to return to open it. I want you to return it.
By Monday. I'll have it done Monday.
I don't want you to have it Monday.
He doesn't want you to have it ever.
I want you to return it.
You've not, or you don't deserve it.
I'm not going to return it.
Return the gift.
Return the gift.
I bet it's something awesome. I don't want to return it.
I hope it's a rabid Wolverine that tears your throat out.
I'm going to send another one. Anyone know what
send
one
him
is?
A box with a rabid Wolverine in it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Well, if you're interested in yet another animated series about a gay white rapper fresh out of prison, then stick around. We'll talk about Chosen with the man who voices that character, Bobby Moynihan, coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday.
Who's got the lineup for Coachella? You got that?
I have a lot of it.
Go. Go nuts.
Bean, you have it in front of you?
Some of the highlights. You get all the details at KROQ.com. Some of the highlights include on the night number one, which is Friday, April 11th or 18th, Outkast, Broken Bells, Haim, AFI, Bastille, Group Love, Chromeo, a bunch more. The Saturday night is going to be Muse, Queens of the Stone Age, Skrillex, Lord, Foster the People, MGMT, The Return of Fatboy Slim, Sleigh Bells, Cage the Elephant, Capital Cities, and a bunch more. And then Sunday night, you got the Arcade Fire closing it out. They're the headliners on the third night of those both weekends. Beck, Motorhead, Calvin Harris, Lana Del Rey, Disclosure, and a bunch more. Tickets going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Of course, they sell out quick. Go to KROQ.com for all the details.
Here's your Coachella news update.
Can't wait.
Kate Upton on the cover of yet another magazine, V Magazine. And finally, someone's got it right. Genius move on V's part. In the February issue, Kate is featured looking lovely in a denim shirt and jeans.
Yes.
But here's the interesting rub.
Mm-hmm. Funny you would use that word.
Yeah.
The cover of the magazine is covered with an acetate that has their clothes on it, and you can literally peel back that acetate cover, and then underneath that is Kate Upton in her underwear.
Yay!
You can undress Kate Upton on V Magazine in the February issue.
When does that come out?
That comes out.
Sometimes they come out in the month of
January 16th.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
January 16th. If you're curious, you can peel back her clothing and see Kate Upton.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
In her underwear. I just envision newsstands everywhere with just the covers just ripped off. Just ripping every one of them off on the magazine cover.
You're going to have to buy it, sir.
No, I need to see. Clever idea. Clever marketing. Tom Sizemore. He's a good guy.
He's one of those guys that Dr. Drew shot all up with drugs, right?
That's right. Got him hooked on drugs.
I don't think that's accurate at all.
Filmed him. He's had problems with his substance abuse in the past. Now the National Enquirer is claiming they've got a 23-minute video of Tom Sizemore using heroin and crystal meth in his bathroom late last year. The person who shot it hopes the actor will watch the footage and then realize that the substance abuse is truly killing him. Well, that's a good idea. Rather than confront the guy, just get it to the National Enquirer, and maybe that'll help him. And by the way, 23 minutes of Tom Sizemore doing drugs. Have we decayed now to the point where sex tapes are no longer interesting? Now we just have to have drug tapes?
Hey, watch this guy kill himself.
I don't want to do drugs for 23 minutes, let alone watch someone else do them.
Right. It is shocking, though, Ralph, isn't it, that he is still alive?
Yes.
He's one of those guys that there will be no surprise when the news comes out that he's found overdosed.
I feel bad because the guy is genuinely sick. I mean, he has tried rehab. He's tried to kick it so many times, and he seems genuine and apologetic for his behavior when he's sort of whacked out. And He's been through many legal situations due to this fact, and he seems like he genuinely wants to try to get his life back on track.
Yeah,
and
I think that's way harder.
He just keeps regressing.
I think that's way harder for some people. Like, if you don't have a difficult time with that, you count yourself lucky.
Yeah. Well, everybody has a difficult time with it. Some people just can't overcome it as much as they try. But you can't give up. You got to keep trying because the one time it works, that's all that matters.
Right.
I have a clip from that video if you'd like me to play it.
Oh, sure. It'd be great.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So you can see.
That's rough.
It won't be fine. Chris Brown has said no to a plea deal. TMZ.com says he was in court yesterday for the assault charge he got back in October when he got physical with a guy outside a hotel in Washington, D.C. who tried to photobomb a picture that was being taken of Chris Brown.
Look, I'm no expert in the law. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I think most people know that.
I'm glad you said that because a lot of people think you are.
If somebody's taking a photo, I mean, it's expected of you to photobomb. If you can photobomb something, you do. Always. That's the rule, right?
I'm not sure if that's a rule.
That's my rule.
Guideline.
That's how I rule.
But either way, I don't think physical assault is the proper response to photobombing.
Anybody that photobombs me, I find funny as hell.
Well, the prosecutor in Washington offered Chris a simple assault plea instead of the misdemeanor assault, which comes with a bigger penalty. But Chris refused the deal.
Good. Like to see him go down.
Why, you might ask? Well, it turns out that the Washington, D.C. police were unable to find any surveillance video that may have captured what happened that night.
Ew.
However, since Chris rejected the plea deal, it looks like they have come up with some video. Brown's lawyer hasn't seen the footage yet, which is probably why he told Chris to refuse the plea. Maybe they can use it in their defense, maybe not. But I'm with Kevin. I hope this goes trial and he gets the maximum penalty if found guilty. That would be the best case scenario. And you guys watched the People's Choice Awards last night? Greatest award show ever?
Oh, dang, missed it.
The people, Lisa. Don't you care about what the people
think? I do. I desperately do.
Well,
I don't.
You do.
I don't. I'm with you, Ralph.
The people make the best decisions.
I'm with you, Ralph. These are just stupid.
It's a dumbass award show. Stop doing it. And look, it came about in a time where there were very few award shows on television. This has been around for a long time. And you probably just had the Emmys and you had the Oscars, whatever. They said, oh, you know, the people watch these award shows. Let's put another one on.
Right.
We're okay now. We got the MTV Awards. We've got the Golden Globes. We've got every award show is televised. No longer need an award show that people are awarded by what people write on the back of TV Guide and send in their votes.
And this is also one of those shows, by the way. And again, I only saw it for 30 seconds last night. But it's one of those shows where they tell you in advance you only show up if you win. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just a fake.
Well, I beg to differ. Because Britney Spears won for favorite pop artist last night.
And no one's hotter than Britney on the radio
finally,
right now.
Finally, people are recognizing that she is the favorite pop artist of the people.
That really is crazy.
You have no idea. Demi Lovato won for best female artist. Rain won for best new TV drama. Super Fun Night, best new TV comedy.
No,
come on!
That's all anybody's talking about, Ralph, is Super Fun Night.
Here's Britney Spears accepting her award.
Wow! This is so cool! This is awesome! I was not expecting this.
Okay, you know what? Stop it right there. Stop
there.
You were expecting it. You know why? Because they tell the people who win the People's Choice Awards that they've won. That's how you get them into the theater.
How do you think you got a seat so close to the stage, Britney?
To her say, I wasn't expecting this, means either she's brain damaged or lying.
But even if the show didn't work that way where she knew ahead of time, she shouldn't be expecting to win this award because it's absurd. It's crazy.
Maybe that's what she's saying. Maybe she thought they'd come to her senses, even if she did get the votes.
Well, look, I'm one of the five, but
they'd give it to someone who deserved it. Yeah, maybe that's
awesome. I was not expecting this, and it's because of all of you that I'm able to do what I love to do.
Which is lip sync and dance like a drunken stripper on stage at Planet Hollywood.
Which I'm a fan of the drunken stripper dance, but
not at those prices.
Yeah, no, that's
I can see a drunken stripper for a lot cheaper on a one-on-one level.
That's a sad little show, Ralph.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Nina DeBrep's 25 years old today. AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys is 36. Joey Lauren Adams celebrates her 46th birthday. Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band is 47. J.K. Simmons, one of my favorite character actors, he is 59 years old today. Guitarist Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin celebrates his 70th
birthday. Kevin, where are you with Led Zeppelin? You talk a lot about how you hate the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Where are you with Zeppelin?
I think they're pretty good.
Wow. Kevin, I like something that didn't come out this week.
I probably wouldn't listen on my way home if I heard it in my car. Like, it's not, I don't love them.
I am the opposite. If I hear a Led Zeppelin record, I turn the station immediately on my radio.
You turn it away?
I changed.
Really?
Don't like them. It's not that I hate them, but I have had a lifetime full of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, so you've heard everything you need to hear.
Pumped into my veins over the past 40 years.
I have permanent burnout.
I haven't because I haven't, you know, if I don't love them.
I don't ever really need to hear another Led Zeppelin song. Got it.
Heard it.
Love it.
It's great.
Fine. Okay. Moving on. And there's a lot of artists that I'm not that way with. I can listen to a lot of bands, you know, as soon as they come on. Like, oh, yeah, I love this song, and I listen to it. Zeppelin, I'm overdosed on Zeppelin.
It is interesting how, I mean, I think everybody has groups like that where they just, they're done with it. Enough. They don't need it anymore in their life.
Yep. So happy birthday, Jimmy Page. I'm done with you. I don't need any more of you in my life. I'm 70 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
A very special event happening Saturday night at Club Nokia. Music for Relief presents Concert for the Philippines. Still continuing to try to raise money for the people affected by the typhoon from a couple months ago. What a lineup. Linkin Park, The Offspring, and Bad Religion all playing Saturday night at Club Nokia. If you want to win tickets, give us a call at the Kevin and Bean Show right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a chance to win your way in about 10 minutes or so. Everybody else, please buy your tickets. Go to musicforrelief.org.
You know my favorite Bad Religion song?
Which one?
Murder, murder, sex, sex, and murder, murder. Murder,
nice.
Murder, sex, sex, and murder, murder. Murder, sex, sex with murder. Murder with sex. Dead people have sex, then they murder.
Well, that's my favorite song. I love that one.
That is from Chosen, which debuts this coming Monday night on the FX channel following Archer, another show we love. And that is going to be 10:30 Monday night, January 13. We couldn't be more excited to welcome Bobby Moynihan from the program on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Bobby, how are you, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing great. And this show looks so much fun. Just thinking about you hanging out with the Wu-Tang Clan is enough to get me laughing.
Yeah, it's the greatest. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Explain Chosen, the name and the show.
Sure. Chosen is the name of the show with a Z, C-H-O-Z-E-N. I play Chosen. I am a gay white rapper who is freshly out of prison. He was sent to prison by Method Man's character Phantasm for some crimes that he did not commit. They were in a rap group together as kids, and Chosen started getting some notoriety. Phantasm didn't like that. So he sends him to jail so that he can take over. And when Chosen gets out of jail, he's now hell-bent on revenge and rap domination.
Sure. Of course. And this is animated, right?
Yes, it's an animated series.
If there's one thing I know about the
people that do Archer.
And it looks just as perverted as Archer, too, which is why I'm excited about it. If there's one thing I know about the hip-hop community, it's that they love white rappers and they love gay rappers. So you're going to be – Chosen's going to be a huge hit.
I feel like it's definitely something that's never been on television before, but hopefully hopefully it'll strike a nerve.
It is now pretty bizarre to be able to put something on that really hasn't been addressed before at this point in time.
Yeah, it's not very heavy-handed on the gay white rapper thing as much as it's about Chosen and his buddies and his friends. But there, it is definitely not for children.
you've done a lot of animated work, everything from Aqua Teen Hunger Force to, you know, Monsters University and stuff like that. That's the sweetest gig in show business, right, Bobby?
It truly is. It truly is. I can't even lie about it. It's the best. If I only did voiceover work for the rest of my life, I'd be pretty okay with that.
Tell me about your work on this show. It's a half-hour show, right?
Yep.
Okay, so give me a typical day of what you have to go through, a typical week, I'm sorry, to tell me what you have to go through to do this voiceover work.
Oh, it's going to sound awful. I did an episode yesterday. I recorded episode 10 yesterday. I went in at 1. I was done at 1:50.
So you're putting your heart and soul into it, Bobby. I like that. I like that dedication to your craft.
Yeah, I had to put on clothes and go there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is dedication.
You know, look, let's face it. Bobby has a full-time job. Obviously, Saturday Night Live takes up, what, 9 months of your year or something like that. So you are limited to how much time you have to spend doing movies or other shows or anything like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's why I love Chosen, because it's I'm really proud of it and very happy with it. It's also very fun and easy to do.
It is twisted. And Bean's right. It is oddly twisted like Archer and is awesome for that reason.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me totally of just Eastbound and Down, the cartoon, a little bit.
Chosen debuts this Monday night, January 13th at 10:30 on FX following Archer. Hey, I have to ask, I always wonder about this. When you are known for a character on SNL like you are, say, for Governor Christie, when news breaks like it has this week, are you so sad that you guys are off this weekend?
Yeah, it's one of those things where whenever we go on break, some fat politician is going to do something and I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, every time we're off, a chunky guy does something crazy and I'm like, ah, well, there goes my champ. But it'll probably be in the news more. I remember Rob Ford, you know, that happened on a week off too, and I was like, oh, that would have been great with Chris Farley. And then I was like, oh, they're probably going to make me do that when I get back.
Right.
You know, it's funny, for all the publicity that SNL has, all the headlines lately about hiring, you know, African-American women, the one thing SNL has never done is let the fat guy card lapse. They always have a fat guy in the wings every season.
There was a couple seasons where they were missing one. I think I filled that gap, though.
And those seasons were weaker for it.
You got to have somebody. Yeah,
that's
right?
Correct.
Absolutely. Well, you do a great job on SNL, and we are very excited about seeing Chosen this Monday night at FX, 10:30, right after Archer. It looks hilarious, Bobby. Glad you could join us on the Kevin Bean Show today. We enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Club Nokia, Saturday night. Linkin Park, The Offspring, and Bad Religion. Musicforrelief.org is where you go to buy the tickets. You can win them right now. It's a benefit for typhoon survivors in the Philippines right now. It's a great ticket to win, and we're going to do it with a game we call Hawking the Hits.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking now. Stephen Hawking now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
Dr. Hawking, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you today?
Well, we're fine. Dr. Hawking, of course, is famous for being a theoretical physicist and an expert in quantum mechanics and all sorts of smart math stuff that we don't know anything about.
And a baller.
You are a baller. And a baller, right, yeah. We talked about you a little bit yesterday, Doctor, because it was your birthday. How was your party last night?
I am so hungover.
Oh, really?
Can you hear it in my voice?
Not really. That computer voice seems to cover it right up.
Yeah, sound about the same.
I had a crazy night with some bitches.
Yeah, we know how you roll. We know how you roll.
I got loaded and then got a wheel job from this broad.
Well, not surprised. So, Dr. Hawking, the reason we asked you in today, besides just to check in, was you're going to help us give away some tickets for this show at Club Nokia, this Music for Relief concert. Linkin Park, Offspring, Bad Religion, all playing. How's the game going to work for us today, sir?
I will read lyrics from a Linkin Park, The Offspring, or Bad Religion song. You need to identify it, and I will say good for you if you win, or F off if you lose.
Okay.
And then we'll put you in a drawing, and you can win these tickets. Let's start with Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May, and Mr. Hawking.
Hello.
Okay. It's Dr. Hawking, first of all, and Stephen, you're going to be doing a Linkin Park song for Ryan, as I understand correctly.
True.
Here we go.
One thing I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time.
That would be In the End.
In the End is correct.
I don't know why.
Nicely done.
Very impressive. Congratulations. You are in the drawing. We are Hawking the Hits here on K-Rock. Brian is up next on line two.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Say hello to Professor Hawking.
Hello, Dr. Hawking.
Sorry, Doctor. All right. And we're going to be doing an Offspring song for you, Brian. Listen up.
I wrote her off for the 10th time today and practice all the things I would say. But she came over. I lost my nerve. I took her back and made her dessert.
You got flow, Hawking. That's great.
You really do.
Brian, what do you think?
That's the best Offspring song. That's Self-Esteem.
Self-Esteem is correct. Nicely done.
All right. Two for two, Doc. Well done. Let's go to line three now. Taylor is up next.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Taylor, two for two. Let's see if you can keep the streak going. Dr. Hawking has a Bad Religion song for you. Listen up.
Now here I go. Hope I don't break down. I won't take anything. I don't need anything. Don't want to exist. I can't persist. Please stop before I do it again.
Infected?
Infected is correct.
Now here I go. Wow. Hope I don't break down.
Great. Batch
I've
of contestants.
Got mad flow.
Remember
you
when,
do.
Remember when we did Kevin and Bean Aroki and we got like zero?
Yes.
I am a better singer than you two are.
Unfortunately, that is true, yes.
I'm starting to wonder if you're actually into hip-hop. You're so good at this, Dr. Hockey.
All right. Let's go to...
You know.
Let's go to Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
All right.
How are you
all right, Victoria. Stephen Hawking has Hawking the Hits. He's going to do a Linkin Park song for you. Good luck.
Ooh, thank you.
The cycle repeated as explosions broke in the sky. All that I needed was the one thing I couldn't find, and you were there at the turn waiting to let me know.
Oh, my God.
You are going to take your own life when you hear this, if you don't get
it. Oh, my God.
What do you think there, Victoria?
You need a guess. Linkin Park song.
Just pick one if you don't know. Just guess.
Just a guess of a Linkin Park song.
Just name any Linkin Park
just
song.
If you were to say one song, it would at
just
least
a
be
title.
Oh,
idol.
For God's sake, go and say something.
I'm sorry. We were looking for Burn It Down.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
All right, so.
I thought Dr. Hockey was going to get out of the wheelchair and bludgeon her if she didn't say something.
I was going to run her over.
All right,
and
we can talk
up.
Just one more contestant. Unfortunately, it's going to be Angel. He's on line five. He'll be our final one.
Hey, Angel.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Stephen Hawking will now be doing The Offspring. Song from The Offspring. You just have to give us the title.
Right on.
With a thousand lies and a good disguise, hit em right between the eyes. Hit em right between the eyes. When you walk away, nothing more to say. See the lightning in your eyes. See them running for their lives.
Nice. Angel, what do you think?
You're going to go far, kid?
With a thousand eyes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Very impressive. So Ryan is in the drawing. Brian is in the drawing. Taylor and also Angel. Only one can win tickets for this Saturday night at Club Nokia, Linkin Park, Offspring, and Bad Religion, all playing musicforrelief.org to buy the tickets. Who wins, Lisa?
I am opening it now, and the winner is Angel.
Angel.
Yay!
Angel, congratulations. You got the tickets, and thanks for playing the game.
Stephen Hawking.
I'm the biggest star here, man. That's the way it is. I want to It's my big so everybody get ready now.
Do you have anyone in with Costello presently?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe yourself. My theory on feds is they're like mushrooms. Feed them, keep them in the dock.
I don't like you. I think you're a fake cop. If we were in the wild, I would attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you. I'm the one fighting, okay? Not you, not you, and not you. I know what I need.
And you need Dickie?
I want Dickie back.
What the hell are you doing on the ground?
That hurt.
Well, it's supposed to hurt. It's called pain and gain, Rusty. Don't be a little bitch.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. You thunder, you can strike.
Can't exactly pigeonhole an actor like Mark Wahlberg. Talk about a guy you never know what he's going to do next. And his latest looks fascinating. Currently in limited release in Los Angeles at the Arclight Hollywood, expanding to theaters everywhere tomorrow. It is called Lone Survivor, and it looks amazing. Mark Wahlberg, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, what's up, dude? Dude, good I to love have- that.
intro. I mean, that's like,
just a few highlights of your career.
It's like the best highlights of my body of work that ever. I mean, I just reminded myself that, whoa, I actually could have a career in this business.
See? Might work out for you. Stick with it, son. Stick with it.
Dude, I got it, dude. I just, you know, it just gave me a newfound optimism.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Hey, listen, for reals, though, this Lone Survivor looks amazing. This Marcus Luttrell, for folks who don't recognize the name, I know how much of an impact just knowing this dude has meant to you. Tell us about Marcus Luttrell.
Marcus Luttrell and his brother, Morgan, actually, he's a twin brother, Navy SEALs. Marcus was a team guy in Afghanistan, stationed in Afghanistan in 2005, and was sent on a four-man mission to either capture or kill a high-ranking Taliban official. And they were up in the mountains in the Hindu Kush, and, you know, while they were surveying the village, they were compromised by two young boys and a goat herder. And they were, you know, put in a position to make a decision. Do they either, you know, terminate the compromise or let these guys go and risk going to war with, 300 or so Taliban? And they decided to, you know, show an act of compassion, let these kids go. And within 45 minutes, they were surrounded by 300 guys and engaged in, you know, the worst gunfight of their life.
What an amazing decision to have to make. There are children here, and we will most likely die if we don't kill them.
Yeah.
Yes, or, you know, spend the rest of our lives in Leavenworth, because there is a thing called the rules of engagement, which no other country is held to other than ours.
Right.
And, you know, being faced with those decisions and, you know, what do you do? And there's no real kind of manual or rule when faced with these kind of decisions. But this is what these guys signed up for. You know, they want the loud fight. They want the unsurmountable odds, and unfortunately, it was one of those times where it didn't work out for them. But just to understand the kind of guy that Marcus was after he, you know, sustained all those horrific injuries, he spent a year rehabbing in the hospital, only to go back to Iraq and have his knees blown out again. And if he could go out there again tomorrow, he would.
That is the crazy thing about the people that serve this country, is that they will get hurt, they'll get back on their feet and head right back into it. That is
nuts.
And
also the other amazing thing about the movie is when Marcus was then alone, the only one left alive, he was saved and rescued by an Afghan villager who also sacrificed his life for a complete stranger and went to war with the Taliban, is still wanted, has a bounty on his head to this day because he saved a complete stranger, that they deemed the enemy.
Mark, every time a movie comes out about a recent or active warfare that this country is engaged in, whether it's a Zero Dark 30 or a Black Hawk Down, it always seems like it gets politicized. Your movie seems to have avoided that. I haven't heard a lot of drums beating up to the release of Lone Survivor with people saying that it's a propaganda film or it's trying to change history or anything like that. How'd you avoid that?
Because we kind of divorced ourselves from the politics of the war. This is not about the war. This is not a pro-war movie. It's not a pro-politic movie. This is just a pro-soldier movie. We're just telling the story of what these guys went through and the other 19 guys that lost their lives trying to rescue Marcus and Matt and Mike and Danny Dietz and the Afghan villagers who risked their lives to save a complete stranger, and that act of heroism and bravery and compassion. And so, you know, it's void of all that other stuff.
You spent a lot of time with Marcus Luttrell, the man you play in the film, and other Navy SEALs. I know you know a lot about this topic. What's it like for them when they come back and they have removed from their lives the thrill of this kind of work? How do they adjust and adapt?
It's extremely difficult. I've been in awe listening to Marcus many times, but one of the real things that kind of blew me away and kind of put it into perspective at the same time was how he would have rather died a warrior's death than grow old and not being able to wipe his own bottom or being in an elder home or dying of cancer as opposed to dying on the battlefield with his brothers. That's a very unique individual that, you know, and a very special, you know, DNA to make a soldier and a SEAL. I mean, these guys are very, very special individuals. And we need to understand that they need to not be forgotten and not appreciated for what they did, you know. And you think about, you know, soldiers not being able to get a job, having all this training and not being able to get a job. It's a pretty damn shame.
We're talking to Mark Wahlberg. I know you got to run, Mark. We appreciate the time today. The movie is Lone Survivor. It is out everywhere tomorrow, and we would suggest go see it. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I've never heard Thundersong with a beat behind it. I love that.
We can send that. We'll send that to you if you'd like.
Please.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Whitney Cummings joins us right after the top of the hour, you guys.
Yeah, yes, and he does.
Can you tone it down just a little, though? I mean, this worries
tone
me.
Tone what down?
You're
creepy. Well, I love her.
We all love her, but you love her to the extent where you're going to creep
her. No, I love
her
with a completely appropriate amount.
Any topless scenes in your future?
I never said that. Listen, we've had Whitney on a couple of times before, and it's always gone great. There's been no issues whatsoever.
Because she's great. Doesn't mean you're good. Doesn't mean
no, because I have always on my best behavior. That's why.
I just want to make sure. Are you on drugs right now?
Yes. That is the only X factor here is that I am currently on hydrocodone. Yes. So
there you go.
It might get sloppy.
So we'll see. Just take it easy.
Would you take Whitney Cummings out of a box if she was wrapped in styrofoam peanuts?
Oh, please don't make me laugh.
Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Then Whitney comes in right after that on K-Rock.
Quick reminder, tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood, California. It is Kevin Smith and I returning with Hollywood Babylon. Fresh for the new year, our first show of 2014 at the Improv in Hollywood. Love to have you come out and join us. You can go to improv.com or babylonralph.com if you want to come see Kevin and I do Hollywood Babylon at 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
Nope.
We would love to have you, and I'm seeing here
that Whitney Cummings has a show at 10:30. I think maybe I'll go to that one.
Fine. I wasn't really talking to you particularly. Okay. I was talking to people that we'd like to have in the audience.
I see. Okay.
Feel free to do whatever you would like to do. That's no problem. Insane Clown Posse is suing the FBI.
All right.
For labeling the Juggalos a gang. Yeah. Insane Clown Posse and four fans suing the FBI for designating the Juggalos as gang members.
It's been going a long time, hasn't it?
FBI analysts using law enforcement and media reports of crimes committed by people wearing Juggalo tattoos and clothing concluded in 2011, that's how far back this report goes, in the National Gang Threat Assessment that the Juggalos are a loosely organized hybrid gang. Or at least they're eco-friendly. They're a hybrid gang.
Yeah, sure.
They run electricity half the time, so
care about the environment.
It's good they're not leaving a large carbon footprint as they murder and rape and steal.
Lisa, you're a Juggalo. What do you think about this?
Yeah,
how do you feel? They're an awesome gang.
Okay, so they are a gang.
Lisa, a Juggalo herself, is admitting
they are a gang.
But the FBI didn't say awesome.
No, well, they did not.
They don't know how awesome.
I don't think they designate awesome gangs.
So we'll see what happens from the suit. The Juggalos are demanding the FBI downgrade them from gang to just cluster of douchebags.
Right.
So we'll see if that media tag sticks.
Insane Clown Posse
should be grateful that anyone even knows who they are anymore, as horrible as they are.
But they wear clown makeup.
They do.
They sure do.
You don't get it. Ah, oh, it's the best thing. Hugh Jackman wants you to know he's a real man. I'll tell you, he sure is. Things I would do to Hugh Jackman.
All right, take it easy.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I finally caught up with Wolverine over the holidays.
It was a good one.
Boy, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I like that.
I love the heck out of that film. And he is in good shape.
I'm gay.
Yes. For Hugh Jackman, I certainly am.
Why do you bring this up?
Well, because he is he's concerned people think he's soft.
Really?
Yeah, because he does, you know, the show tunes. He's the musical guy.
All right. He can do that too, but...
You know...
When my baby smells me, I go to Rio.
They think that about him.
Yeah.
He wants you to know when he works out, because he's getting back in shape for Wolverine again. I guess they're in the midst of shooting the next X-Men film.
Okay.
He said he works out to Godsmack and Metallica.
I rock!
Not to Barry Manilow and Barbra Streisand and Stephen Sondheim classics. So he's a man.
It's weird that he would feel the need to share that.
Hey,
it is.
Hey, I listen to rock and roll when I work out.
Shut up when I'm talking to you.
That's what he listens
to.
It's iPod.
Yeah. And then he says he goes home, pours himself a glass of wine, and cranks up the Patti LuPone. No, I'm kidding.
Don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Patti LuPone is?
Nope.
Lisa, tell him who Patti LuPone is.
She's a Broadway sensation,
yeah,
Kevin.
She's a singer and an actor.
She's a legend. She's a diva.
Voice. Don't we even know what that is?
Hello, a little show called Vita. Anyone?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
No.
Nope.
Got nothing.
My Patti LuPone joke wasted on Kevin.
Yeah.
And Emma Watson's got a new boyfriend. Emma Watson's always said she wants a real man. She doesn't want an actor. She doesn't want
actors can't be real.
She doesn't want a Hugh Jackman. You know what I'm saying? She's got herself a new boyfriend. His name is Matthew Jenny. He's a 21-year-old rugby player from Oxford University that's majoring in foreign languages.
Wow.
Guy's a genius, and he's a rugby player.
So what does he have that I don't?
Everything.
Oh.
He is considered the most eligible dude on campus at Oxford University and was voted the best-looking player on the rugby team.
Oh, my God. I have to see this guy.
This guy's got everything.
Lisa, all of a sudden she's excited.
He is smart. He is tough. He is attractive. And now he is... He's in Hermione's Goblet of Fire. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Goblet of Fire?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He takes his magic wand.
Yes, we get it?
No, we got it. We understand, yeah.
No explanation
needed. He goes, Vulvicus.
Right.
Little magical spell down there in the right. Goblet of Fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
And by the way, he may be dreamy and all that, but what a catch for him, for anyone. Isn't she, besides being gorgeous and talented, isn't she like worth $1 billion? She's
I believe
girl,
she's
right?
one of the richest celebrities in the UK under the age of 30.
Oh, is that
she's
right?
In the top 10, yeah.
Wow.
Her and her buddy Harry Potter there and Ron, all of them, they got a lot of cash.
Yeah, good deal.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Nina Dobrev. 25 years old today. Speaking of the Brits, Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge. Kate Middleton.
Whatever.
Celebrates her 31st birthday. Why do you hate on Kate Middleton? What did she ever do to you?
You know, I hate the whole royal family. She's the least offensive of all of them, but she's part of it.
She's apparently a lovely lady, does a lot for charity. She's
seems good.
A credit to the royal family, by all accounts.
She seems like she's trying to pull the family back from the depths of hell.
They're saying she's the next Princess Diana. The people love her.
The people love her.
Just like Arsenio
Hall. That's what I
hear. The people love her. AJ McClain of the Backstreet Boys is 36 years old. Joey Lauren Adams. You know her from Saving Amy, another project. She's 46. Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band is 47. J.K. Simmons, one of my favorite character actors, 59 years old. He does that funny series of commercials about the Farmer Insurance University. He's the guy who teaches the Farmer Insurance people.
Nope. But,
yeah.
Come on, Kevin. You must have seen those.
He was in Juno.
Yeah, he was in Juno. Played the dad in Juno.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Oh, of course.
Law and Order. He plays the psychiatrist.
Juno did it.
What's that? Oz, yeah, Oz yep. too. He played J. Jonah Jameson in the original Spider-Man movies. I don't think you know this
I've had
guy
it.
Can we show a picture
of J.K. Simmons to Kevin, please, so he can finally realize who we're talking about? He's 59 years old today. He was almost my neighbor.
Really?
He was looking at the house next door to mine.
And then he saw your Batman collection.
And
he said,
realtor,
I am out of here.
The realtor was taking him through, and I was looking at my wife, Spider-Man's boss is going to live next to us. I'm so excited. And then apparently he bought another house.
What fresh hell that would have been for him.
Oh, he went over there every day.
How does Ralph get away with this guy was almost my neighbor? And that's an interesting story covering him. And yet I get jumped on for any kind of remarks I've made.
Maybe that's a question you need to ask yourself.
That's correct, yes. He actually brought the story to
this
life.
This guy was almost my neighbor was Ralph's story.
That's a horrible start, but
yet
usually...
Nobody jumps in and says, oh, I wish I could buy the rights to that story. And you never hear that when it's Ralph.
I'll tell you why, because that was his opening sentence of a conversation. That's your closing line.
That's true. That's your story.
Your story
would have been off air. It would have been, J.K. Simmons was almost my neighbor.
Then
that would have been it.
Big difference. Big difference. Back to you.
It's called entertainment, man. Look into it. Take a class. And guitarist Jimmy Page
open
of Led Zeppelin. And open up a blog as well. Jimmy Page of the legendary band Led Zeppelin is 70 years old today. A fan wrote me and I told you I don't need to hear any more Led Zeppelin.
Right, you've heard
I'm
enough.
I'm full up on Led Zeppelin.
They're great, but
I've heard too much.
Right.
I'm overdosed. I don't need any more Led Zeppelin in my life. One of our fans wrote in and said, I guess you have lead poisoning. Can we put fans in the file?
Can we put a fan in the file?
It was almost a David Caruso moment. I almost could hear, yeah!
That is the kind of line he would use.
Well, I guess you could say he had...
Hold on.
Okay. All right.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Pulling the sunglasses down. Well, I guess you could say...
Hold on. Muggs, why
Come
can't
on.
You
Muggs,
find it?
It was from yesterday.
It was just yesterday.
2 days ago.
Just yesterday.
But we have so much happening.
David Caruso is best known because he'll make these sort of puns where
right.
he says...
At the beginning of CSI Miami, he'll do something. He'll pull his sunglasses down, and then there'll be a musical sting after some kind of bad
Give me an
pun.
Example of that, Ralph. What would that sound like if you were to say something like that?
I guess if he was talking about me, he would pull down his sunglasses and say, well, I guess you could say he's got...
Hold on.
Okay,
we're ready.
Okay. You put on sunglasses and go. Well, Ralph, I guess you could say you've got lead poisoning.
Worth
it?
That
was worth it.
Brand new year.
I will say, in Beer Mug's defense, he waved us off from the beginning.
He was saying, no, move on, we don't have it. So much easier than just doing your job and finding it. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the show business.
Gonna have to put on your headphones and we're gonna have to go on the air. That's what's gonna have to happen
here
now.
We go.
Yeah. Hey, Whitney, wake up.
Hi,
hey.
I'm here.
Put your headphones on.
Hi, everyone.
I think she just dozed off there for a minute, Kevin.
No, what was happening is the song was ending, and I turned on all the microphones, and she just had her headphones off, and she was still talking into the mic as if anyone could hear her.
It's been a rough morning, you guys.
Lisa had her headphones on. Bean had his headphones on. I had my headphones on. None of us could hear her.
I thought mine were on. I'm very delusional this morning.
Yes.
Maybe my ears are just really big.
What's happening with you now?
Well, I have bronchitis.
Now, am I going to get that? Because I don't want that.
You could get a variety of odd diseases with me in here. Who knows? It's a grab bag. So whoever uses this microphone after me, I'm really sorry. But
Zoe Bell, if you're listening
Zoe
on the way in,
I obviously have a vendetta against her. I want to get her ill.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
I'm doing the sequel to Dallas Buyers Club with my various illnesses. But I love you guys. So I wasn't going to cancel because I was sick, but this could.
But
go
we appreciate
way.
That. Now I don't know much about. Thank God, I don't know much about bronchitis. I haven't had that. But can you take anything for that, or is that just something that just has to work its way out of your system?
Oh, I'm taking more pills than Courtney Love right now. I mean, I'm on like...
Is that possible?
Maybe not. It's a little ambitious. I just went to Sam's Club and stocked up.
You're on what?
I'm on antibiotics.
Okay.
Scissorup.
Scissorup. Okay. Sure. Good.
But I do it the healthy way. I don't add soda and candy.
Right.
I just do right out of the bottle like an adult.
Because you're not an animal.
No, I'm not a pig.
Just a shot.
I'm fine with having pneumonia, not diabetes. And then codeine.
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 All right.
If you have it, if you're taking it, you probably can't pronounce it. Right. That's how you know someone's actually taking it.
Now, Bean, what are you on?
I'm just on hydrocodone. That's the only thing I'm taking for my ribs. So I'm definitely loopy right now. I took it at 7 o'clock. I think it's 7 o'clock. So it's full on in effect right now.
So that's how you know people on codone. They go 7 o'clock.
This is the first time in my life when I've been the most
sober person in a room.
Yep. This is it. And it's not very fun. To be honest, I wish somebody would share.
Whitney Cummings is here because she has four big shows at the Ice House in Pasadena that are going to be this weekend. So two shows Friday night, 8:30, 10:30. Two shows Saturday night, 8 and 10. This is an all-new hour of Whitney Cummings, by the way, that you've not seen yet. Am I right about that?
I think each show is a whole new hour.
So she'll be doing four new hours.
Again, with this codeine, who knows what's going to happen.
Right.
But I've been – this is actually why I'm sick. I've been touring for the past, 6 months like crazy, sharing microphones with a bunch of filthy road comics.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've written a whole new hour, and I'm going to be at the Ice House this weekend running it. And then February 22nd at the Barclay Theater in Irvine, I'm shooting my hour for Comedy Central.
Oh, fantastic.
Now,
she's
you
back.
Clearly don't know how you're going to feel, or you clearly know you're not going to feel well.
Or feel anything, for that matter.
Yeah.
I don't feel a thing.
Just scissor up and go right up on stage.
Lil Wayne got it right.
It a little too right.
For the first day you're on codeine, you're like, why don't I do this all the time?
Right.
You're not mad at anybody. Things feel great.
The answer is because of days 2 and 3.
That's exactly right. When you just don't, you realize you slept through day 2 and 3 and you realize, okay, I get it.
Tickets are just $20, by the way, if you want to see Whitney this weekend, and they're available at icehousecomedy.com.
Ice House is a great club, by the way. Do you ever go there?
Yeah.
That's really fun.
All comics say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fun, clean, it's just awesome. I'm excited to be doing clubs again.
I know Rogan says it's his favorite place to play in Southern California.
Oh, is that true? Yeah, and he hates everything.
And he hates everything, exactly.
That's a good endorsement.
Did you work New Year's Eve?
I did not work New Year's Eve. I decided I was going to take New Year's Eve off. I went to Palm Springs and had a game night. And I ruined New Year's because I'm the only one that took game night seriously. And everyone
now,
else
when you say game night, this is you and your girlfriends playing board games in a hotel or something?
I know. It was real sad. Right, your 30s hit and all of a sudden stuff just gets sad.
That's the only thing that sounds worse to me than watching watching TV that's on that night. That's the only thing that...
It was we were playing board games. It was so miserable because it was taboo. And everyone was like, it's New Year's Eve. And everyone's screwing around. I'm like, guys, the rules, you got to keep moving. Like, I'm game night jerk who wants everyone to stay on track. So I was the bummer.
But we had to dress up in like 70s clothes, which for me, I didn't.
What kind
of? I know. I didn't know what to do. Oh, it was
nonsense
60s. No, it was
going
60s,
on.
Actually, which no
Why
one.
Why do you have to dress in any clothes
know,
to
I
play
didn't know what
taboo?
To do. I was like, look, this is the 60s. I'll just be racist. I'll just be in character. I'll just be a 60s mentally, maybe not aesthetically. So that's what I did.
I asked about, I assumed you would say you were working because I would think that, you know, for an entertainer, the money's out there on the table for New Year's Eve. I would think that's your big payday that night.
Yeah, I guess so. It is. But I think for me, I'm really just trying to work on new stuff. And I've been touring so much that for me, it's like New Year's Eve's like amateur night and you feel like you have to go out and do
A
stuff. I kind of like to just sort
the
of
people,
experiment.
There's a huge group of people who are unsatisfied with their year and they have
100%.
To make it up on that night.
And everyone, and the pressure is so on for everyone to have a good time. And I just don't want to be someone's source of a bad New Year.
Now, I didn't have quite pressure. The fun you had playing Taboo, but...
Wait, what did you do? Either. I'm sure you've talked about
no,
it.
No, just watch movies with friends and stuff. I mean, you know, I don't
oh,
go out either.
Oh, that's sadder than Taboo.
Oh, please.
Oh, that
You're
is
dressing
so
up in 60s dresses and playing Taboo? I win.
It was, but it was in Palm Springs, which was really nice, and I felt very, like, you know, like glam.
Scissorped.
Are you a New Year's resolution type person at all, Whitney?
Yeah, no, but I did come up with a couple this year.
All right, hold that thought. We need to take a break. Do you mind?
Well, fine. You're not going to hear about my
no, but we want to hear
new sexual position I'm trying.
But we want to hear about it when we get back.
Okay.
That's cool.
Lisa, K-Rock, the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Why did that surprise you, Kevin? How am I supposed to know if anything surprises me, Bean?
Whitney Cummings in studio with us, comedian, writer,
I like
actress,
doing this show. Why
producer.
Do I come here? I have such a good time at this show. I never do anything.
You have to turn it.
It's your
oh. As soon as I gave you a compliment, my mic
I
went
love
out.
Whitney.
I was trying to give you a compliment, but my mic
I love
broke.
Whitney Codeine Cummings.
My microphone,
I do too.
My microphone knows I'm sick and it's trying to get away from
it. It really
like
is.
Like it's moving away from my mouth.
Automatically.
Whitney's going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena this weekend. Two big shows Friday, two big shows Saturday. Tickets are only $20, by the way. Great deal, great club, icehousecomedy.com. Right before the break, we were talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
It's not too late to bring that up because it's only the 9th of January. You don't strike me as a person who's trying to improve herself, though, Whitney. I'm a little bit surprised to hear you say that you have some.
That is so funny.
What does that mean exactly?
That is so funny.
Well, let's hear what she's got on tap for right. 2014 because she said she had given it some thought this year.
I've given it some thought. I'm kind of trying to do less, if that makes any sense.
It does.
I'm trying to be less
simplified.
Successful. Yeah, like we were saying, I'm trying to not elevate the opposite.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm trying to do less.
Those kind of things are easier to follow up on than.
Yeah, exactly. I just have to do nothing.
Right.
I did, however, I don't have many career goals except shooting my hour special, which I'm doing in February. So once that's over, I can just drink.
Mm-hmm.
But I started seeing a trainer because I'm trying to get a tush.
Really?
Trying to get that donk-a-donk.
You have a great body, Whitney.
I mean,
for reals though,
that's very nice.
Do
but
you want a
you're
bigger
not,
butt?
You're not in here. You don't see what's going on.
No, but, I see, and you do.
That's very
Lisa,
nice.
Lisa, back me up. How
totally.
Many girls see Whitney on TV and go,
yeah.
"Oh my God, I would kill for that body"?
It's amazing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little willowy. I'm trying to gain
Gee,
a
that's
couple.
A bummer.
I'm trying to gain a couple. I know, but I just feel like I got a little too thin there for a minute.
How do you? How do you? Just gain weight in your butt.
I go to this trainer. I literally
doesn't it sort
do,
of go everywhere.
I literally do. I just use the secret. No, I literally do like all these butt like squats and like only butt exercises
right.
at this trainer guy, and I feel like I come out of there. I feel like I've just been in prison, and then I should press charges. Like my butt is sore all the time. I think I'm just trying to get a little sass going. You know what I mean,
all right. Let me ask you this, and I know the guys are going to accuse me of being creepy, and I don't mean it, but since we're on the topic and you're open about this, why not more boob?
Oh,
wow. Plastic surgery versus working out.
I was going to say,
little
that,
difference.
That I'd rather go to the gym for an hour than get like knives involved.
Yeah.
But
so you're selfish.
So
you don't care about other people.
No, that's true. I feel like boobs are out. I feel like butt.
Boobs are never out,
I
first
think it's all about butt
it
now.
It can be butt as well.
I feel like guys just like boobs because it reminds you of a butt. Just looks like a butt.
Wow, that's a
you know
deep
I mean?
Theory. That is a deep
that
theory.
Is a ridiculously stupid theory. That theory is ridiculous.
I don't. Well, here's the thing. Boobs are never going to happen for me. I did go on a birth control that did a little something for me, but I went crazy emotionally, which I think guys don't care. They're like, right. As long as your boobs are bigger, I don't care that you're crazy. So no guy, as long as my boobs were bigger, no guy noticed how nuts I was, but I was just crying all the time, and I was like, I feel like it's not worth being a bee to just be having hysterical meltdowns all the time.
So just settle for more ass in 2014.
Yeah, I'm all about
that's
ass,
fine.
Man.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
That's my new thing. So black dudes, wake up. Get out of bed.
Whitney's ready for you. Icehousecomedy.com to buy tickets, $20. Four big shows this weekend in Pasadena. I wanted to ask you, because I know you had tweeted about this, and I just found it hilarious a few days ago. Your friend the FCC released some new viewer complaints about your Two Broke Girls show that you co-created.
Yeah.
Hilarious read for you to see how offended much of America is over your words.
I think it's great. You know, I think you gotta push everything to the edge. I think what offends people says everything about us. You know, and I think it's also interesting though, because it's like, I don't know if you guys watch Two and a Half Men, but they make such dirtier jokes. And it's guys, so nobody
cares.
So
it's just because it's women.
It's because it's young, hot chicks. People don't like it. But when Charlie Sheen says, I'm pretty sure I can say this on the radio, I don't know.
Go ahead.
He says, after he was in bed with a girl, some girl was like, all right, let's go again. And he goes, what do you think I am, a yogurt truck or something? And I was just like, what? Like, you can say that you're a yogurt truck? Like, we're not making, you know, I can't even describe. I should just stop talking about it. But So I think it's just because it's young, hot chicks, and I think it's good. I think it's like, you know, CBS is the number one network. They obviously know what they're doing, and I think that
isn't that interesting.
Audiences are smart. If you don't like it, turn it off.
That's our point.
I'm not going to pander and treat. I don't think America's stupid. I don't think audiences are stupid. You know, so we try to play to the top of our intelligence with smart, dirty jokes.
There's certainly a lot of dirty jokes on Two Broke Girls, and I am frankly surprised because of the kinds of programming that CBS has across many other nights on that particular network that it goes. I really am surprised that that show goes on CBS.
What, Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
You mean goes as
means
in
fits? Is that what you mean?
Oh, like fits?
As in they allow it because so much of their show programming is, you know, NCIS and things like that. You know what I mean? It's totally different from a lot of their other shows.
The thing that's great about CBS
and
not
allowed. Can you try to not cough?
I'm sorry.
I know.
This is not
She is patient zero today.
It's annoying because I feel like I was so excited to have like a sexy, raspy voice, but then the cost-benefit analysis has
then
been
the
like,
lung comes up.
Having black lung.
Yeah.
CBS, which I really respect about it, they really let their creators do their thing. They don't try to homogenize all their shows.
Can you introduce us to that arm of CBS?
I know. Oh, really?
You haven't we're working for a different one.
Maybe I think it's also because Michael Patrick King is involved and he's such a boss and they trust it. You know, they don't get in our way and they just let us do our thing and it's obviously working. So they go, let's let America decide. We're not going to let three executives decide. Let's let the democracy vote.
That's amazing.
I didn't know there was a part of CBS that was like that.
CBS all Kevin, that testing. They do testing. So if it tests well, they get out of the way. Huh. You know, which is
you
nice.
Didn't see these letters that we're talking about, Kevin, but it's hilarious because none of the people who write in and complain about Two Broke Girls ever suggest that maybe it's just not a show for them or that they shouldn't watch
not.
It. Maybe their answer is that it shouldn't be on for anyone. Right. And that's my favorite
just
part.
Just turn the channel.
That's
like,
what
just
we say.
Turn the channel. So it's like Carlin 101. You know, he's been talking about that, you know, since the 70s. So it's, I'm just excited to be a part of something that pisses people off.
By the way, most of those people who are offended aren't offended either. They think they're afraid it's offensive to other
people. If you have the kind of time to write a letter to the FCC, the letter should just go in the trash right away.
Correct.
It's just like, you're inherently, like, your credibility is going to be debunked.
You can't imagine how much we've argued that point.
Yeah, so it's like, I think just, you know, dialogue and controversy.
You can't imagine how little reception we got about that.
But, like, art's not supposed, you're not supposed to satisfy everyone. That's the point.
Whitney, will you be debuting the new ass on stage in Pasadena this weekend, or is it not quite ready yet?
It's, you know, I think it's getting there. Since I've been sick and on codeine, I haven't been able to work out the last couple days, but I feel like you can see a sneak peek.
Might you stuff?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Of my surfboard,
might you
as Beyonce
stuff?
Would call it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Might you stuff?
Might I stuff my butt? Uh-huh. That's not a bad idea.
It's an option.
Jam a couple doilies down there. Anything for the fans. Anything for the fans.
First use of the word doily in 2014. I want to thank Whitney for that.
I agree.
I'm educated, folks. It'll definitely be debuting in my hour special.
Fantastic. Well, be sure
we have that.
And be sure on the special to turn around and just give the folks at home a show.
Oh,
that's
no,
all
my, it's only my back. You won't see my face at all in my special. It's
strange,
just
but okay.
All jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly, bean. Jelly bean.
Whitney Cummings at the Ice House in Pasadena.
The
two
fact
shows.
That you laughed at that means you are on so many more drugs than we are.
No, the fact that you made that joke.
Means I'm on codeine.
Yes. Because that's a terrible joke.
A jelly bean
jelly
joke.
Jelly bean?
I know.
You were sort of proud of it.
See,
that's
as a
what
comedian,
I was laughing at.
Puns and jokes are always coming through our minds, but we know we have the value of like editorial you know, ability. But when you're on codeine, everything just comes out that you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Sad. Friday night two shows. Jelly bean.
Saturday night two shows. Tickets are just $20. You'll have a great time if you head on down to the Ice House Comedy Club. IceHouseComedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the very sick and beautiful Whitney Cummings joining
Thank
us on the
guys
show today. Thank you, my dear.
Me.
If we get sick, you're in trouble.
Stunt woman turned actress Zoe Bell joins us in studio in the 9 o'clock hour talking about her new film called Raise. That's on the way. Ralph has the showbiz beat in just a couple minutes, too, and we'll update you once again if you've not yet been to krock.com to check out all the details on Coachella. First, though, you might be surprised to hear these words come out of my mouth. The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
How's that for a little off-season? You don't expect to hear us talking about the Dodgers, but Yasiel Puig, the superstar outfielder for the Dodgers, in the news, not as finest hour, Kevin.
Well, no, he was driving 110 miles per hour in Florida and got pulled over by the CHP.
Okay.
And the guy pretty
now,
much...
Now, why were the California Highway Patrol in Florida?
That is a great question. That's way out of their jurisdiction.
I never noticed that.
they're just following poor Yasiel Puig. You can't get away from them.
All right, it wasn't the CHP. He was pulled over for going 110, though, and... His mom was in the car, and two other. His mom and two other passengers, and they were going 110 miles an hour. And this is on TMZ. You can barely make it out. I'm going to play it for you. It's the audio from the dashboard cam of the CHP or the FHP or whatever they call it in Florida. And you can kind of hear the guy completely yelling at Yasiel Puig.
I need somebody's leg. He probably is going to jail. I'm going to tell you that right now. Right? Or reckless, man. 110 miles an hour, 1, 2, 3 lives at risk, plus passing over traffic. You tell me. So he put all of you's life in danger for no reason whatsoever.
By the way, don't you drive on your best behavior when your mom's in the car? I don't care how old you are. When your mom's in the car, you don't want to do anything to upset her or scare her, right?
Yeah, I listen to the wave.
Right, exactly.
I stay in the right lane.
I turn the radio off.
Right.
No radio with my mom.
How
in the
are
car.
You going 110 miles an hour with your mom in the car? Well, maybe we can only find out the answer to that question by going to our good friend Yasiel Puig, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now for the first time this offseason.
Chico,
hi, Yasiel.
Chico, what's up?
Yasiel.
Yasiel Puig. Good morning.
What's happening? What? Tell us about this arrest.
Hey, it's no problem, man. It's your mother, she maybe not like driving fast, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin's mother don't like driving fast.
Right.
Lisa May's mother don't like it. Mm-hmm. My mother loved drive fast. My mother, she used to be getaway driver for the for the resistance in Cuba.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she was insisting that you go 110?
You know, it's a why you such a wimp? You only 110 miles an hour. Let's go push it. It's a Lamborghini. Let's go. Zoom, zoom. You see a quick.
Right. So we heard the dash cam footage. There's also pictures at TMZ.com of you being led away from your automobile by the patrol officer. And by the way, let me just confirm to make sure I didn't get it wrong. It's not the California Highway Patrol out there in Florida, right?
How'd you get pulled over by Highway Patrol? Highway Patrol?
How dare you?
Hey,
so
Kevin,
yes, Cecil.
You want to go have a drink?
No, I apparently don't need another one.
Hey, beer mug.
Yeah, so.
Hey, let's make Lisa airtight.
Yes,
happening.
We're off topic. We're off topic here, Cecil. So my question for you is, you're wearing these pink shorts, bright pink shorts and a little tiny T-shirt. What's going on with you,
right,
Cecil?
That's right, Chico. Hey, first off, it's not that my T-shirt was small.
Mm-hmm.
It's that my body's big.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My muscles.
Right. We understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but you can buy bigger shirts.
Lisa.
Yes.
I got a ripe banana. It's a ripe banana right here.
You don't seem upset by this arrest.
It's full of potassium.
That's not really a thing.
The reason I like to wear the little pants, you know, the pink pants.
Little pink pants?
Little pink pants. First off, is my sister. It reminds me of my sister. I love the color pink because it reminds me. I love my sister so much. Okay. She was back in Cuba. I don't get to see her anymore. You know why? Because she had her head chopped off in an opium den. But that's neither here nor there because I love my sister.
Oh, my God.
Wow, she wears pink shorts.
How do you just run right through that like it's...
Well, I used to think she used to be a farmer with me back in the sugar fields in Cuba. And then, you know, next thing you know, everybody say, "Hey, your sister, she's so pretty." I was like, "That's right, mijo, my sister, she's pretty. That's right, Chico." And so, you know, the Fidel Castro and the regime, they noticed that she's pretty, so they sold her into sexual slavery. Next thing you know, she's addicted to opium and she's living in the den, and they used her head to play volleyball.
This escalated quickly.
But that sounds like a horrific story, and you seem to be not bothered by it.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right. So this is your second speeding arrest. You also were arrested last year in Tennessee for driving at an ungodly speed. Are you going to slow down? You can take your foot off the pedal a little bit, Yaseel, so you don't get in any more trouble. This could add up, sir.
Listen. Beep.
Yes.
I like you. You're my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you the truth. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Okay.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
I'm taking a poo right now.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, you know what?
Nope.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
He was driving 110 miles per hour in Florida and got pulled over by the CHP.
Okay.
And the guy pretty much...
Now, why were the California Highway Patrol in Florida?
That is a great question. That's way out of their jurisdiction.
I never noticed that.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I share in your moments.
Slow clap, everybody.
How do we turn that around in 2 seconds, and it took us a half hour to get the David Caruso stab last hour? How does that work?
Priorities.
Come on now. F you all.
You know why? Because we have a full-time staff standing by just taking
the
your words and turning them into moments with, because we couldn't keep up with just the regular staff. We had to hire on additional help.
It's the Kevin triage unit.
That's right.
What it is.
Yeah. They stay in the room in white coats, and they're just at the ready, just any time. They're like a pit crew. They just go in there and they just crank those things out. You are en flambé this year. You are just...
It's going to be your best year ever.
En fuego.
I really do.
We're all having a good time, but I literally yesterday I told my wife, I'm so bummed. I'm already.
Don't be bummed. No, don't be bummed.
I was
really thought after 20 years you're going to come out of the gate in 2014 a slick, well-oiled broadcaster. Is that
no,
what you
but aren't I way ahead of any other year?
Oh, yeah.
That's not absolutely where I want to be.
You're absolutely.
I mean, come on.
It makes the kids love you even more.
Yeah,
than Kevin.
We're all having a great time, aren't we?
You're giving them more of what you're best at.
Everything that comes off your stick is going in the net, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey,
shut up.
Just after 9 o'clock, Zoe Bell joins us in studio, co-star of the new film called Raised.
She could not be more charming, by the way.
I'm very excited to meet her. I love her. I love her story. Going
she
from
could
stuntwoman
up.
To actress.
Everyone, shut up.
Anyway, that's on the way. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Thursday. What's happening?
Don't take out your insecurities on the guests, please. You know, it's so funny. It's such a pleasure to meet her in person because over the holidays, once again, late night. The best thing about me for holidays, when we're on vacation, is the ability to stay up late and watch anything I want on television.
It feels like a gift from God.
It's like being let out of prison. That I can be up at 1 o'clock in the morning watching cable.
Yeah.
That is the biggest thrill for me. Shows you how sad my life is. And I'm thrilled that the baby's asleep and my wife's asleep. And I am just there in my living room with full command of my television. I can do anything I want.
Don't get us wrong. We have a great job. But one of the problems is that you always are looking at the clock.
Yeah.
And that sucks because you have to get up early.
So to be up at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and come across Kill Bill on cable?
Strong.
And it's just beginning?
Strong.
And she's just lying there on the floor of that church in El Paso right at the beginning? I'm like, oh, daddy likey.
Never say that again.
And then I'm there for a good 2 hours just watching Zoe Bell just crush it, just kick ass. And then it's over and you're like, oh, now I have to pull out my DVD of Kill Bill 2. So you pop that in.
And you can because you don't have to work.
And then my 3.5-year-old is getting up as I'm done watching the movie. That's what's
then you
going
go, Olivia, I want to show you this.
No, then I go, Dad, I go sleeping. And I fall over. All right, let's talk show business news. Hugh Jackman wants you to know that he's a man's man. Sure, he may sing show tunes. Sure, he may put on lipstick and panties and mince around. What?
Does he do that?
I don't know. Oh. But when he works out, now that he's getting buff for Wolverine again for the X-Men movie he's currently filming, he cranks up Godsmack and Metallica. Yeah!
Okay.
Now you know what Hugh Jackman out to.
All right.
That may be all it takes. I may be listening to wrong things in the gym. If I put those things on, I'll probably look like Hugh Jackman. That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
Congratulations to our favorite divorce attorney, Laura Wasser.
Oh, what's Laura up to?
She just carved out a pretty good deal for Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch separating from her wife, Susan Wisner. They split up, and Susan reportedly wanted $93,000 per month in spousal support. Why not just round it up to an even $100,000 a month if that's what you're looking for?
That's a tremendous amount of money.
Jane's attorney was Laura Wasser, our friend, who apparently whittled it down to nowhere near that amount. Jane will leave their three-year marriage with the couple's home and a significantly less payment when it comes to the spousal
support. Who gets the tracksuit?
That's I think Jane also gets
all right.
The tracksuit, but Laura, Susan does get visitation rights. Okay. She gets the tracksuit on the weekends and on holidays. Lady Lorne is a little nervous. She revealed on Twitter that someone stole her computer at the airport in Shanghai. Her laptop is gone.
Yes.
She is offering a reward for its safe return.
Yes.
How much, someone asked? Whatever it takes, said Lindsay.
Yes. Fantastic.
You know what that means.
That means there's something on it.
Well, according to TMZ, there is a ton of nude pictures of Lindsay on that laptop. Some selfies, some outtakes of photo shoots she's done over the past couple years, but it's just chock full of naked Lindsay.
Okay.
If you like that sort of thing.
By the way, Naked Lindsay is playing night number two of Coachella.
What?
If you did not hear the announcement, you can get the details at krock.com. The whole lineup. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10.
Naked!
Dying to see them live. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Nina Dobrev. She is 25 years old today. UFC fighter Jake Shields celebrates his 34th birthday. Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge. Kate Middleton is 31. AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys is 36. Joey Lauren Adams from... I almost said Saving Amy. That's not it. Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy.
46 years old.
Did Kevin Smith date her for a while, Ralph?
Joey was Kevin's girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. 46 years old today. Speaking of Kevin Smith, we're doing Hollywood Babylon tomorrow night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Come see us, won't you? You can go to improv.com to get your tickets or babylonralph.com.
Obviously.
Dave Matthews is 47 years old today. J.K. Simmons is 59. And Jimmy Page of the legendary band Led Zeppelin celebrates his 70th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And again, if you want those details on Coachella announced late last night right here on KROQ, just go to KROQ.com to find out all the information about two big weekends in April out at the Empire Polo Fields in Indio. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. All I'm saying is Pet Shop Boys. That's really all you need to know, Pet Shop Boys. Hey, there are a lot of movies out there. It's tough to keep track of all of them. So when we have the opportunity to turn you on to something that may be a little smaller film that we love, we want to do that, and this is one that is well worth checking out. It is called Raze, R-A-Z-E, in theaters, VOD, and digital tomorrow. Star of the film, Zoe Bell, joins us in studio right now on the Kevin Beach Show. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
I'm really excited.
I am terrified of you.
I think that's why I'm so excited.
I have seen you fight, and I am terrified of you. You could take down every one of us in this room without breaking a sweat, I think.
Well... Yeah, I'll go with yes for the sake of ticket sales.
All right.
The reality is I fake it for a living.
You're a stunt woman.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into Raze, because it is a fascinating idea for a movie, let's talk a little bit about you. Let's learn all about Zoe Bell. You grew up in Australia?
New Zealand, but kind of the same thing.
New Zealand? Okay.
No, not at all.
tell me what your early job was. How did you end up in the movies? Through stunt work?
Yes. I did gymnastics when I was younger, and then when I got too old, which is at 15,
sure.
To continue, I started up martial arts, and kind of through those two worlds, I ended up meeting people that got paid to fight and flip, and that just seemed like a God created job for me.
How far into martial arts did you get?
I only got like 2.5 years. I got my blue belt with a red tip in Taekwondo.
Blue belt with a red tip. Is that good?
I don't know. Okay. I say yes. I
well, hold on. In case a girl fight breaks out here, I want to know who to put my money on. Lisa, what do you have? What belt are you
up to?
I'm
a mauve belt.
She has a mauve belt. So I think right. Blue with red tip.
I think if you mixed my belt and my tip, I might get mauve.
You might.
Now, were you able, there was enough of a movie industry in New Zealand that you were able to get into films there, or did you have to move to America to start stunt work in the movies?
No, it all started for me in New Zealand. The TV show Xena and Hercules and all those TV shows, Pacific Renaissance, were all shot in New Zealand. And
interesting.
Yeah, my first real sort of, holy moly, I'm a responsible person who has to pay taxes and stuff, was doubling Xena. I was a warrior princess for 3 years.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So yeah. You would do, so every time we saw action where we didn't see her face, that was you?
More or less. There were a couple of us, but I was sort of the lead or main, I don't know how to say it.
Is that a tough – I know the stunts are tough and you're well-trained for that and obviously very good at it, but is it tough to shoot those things and not have your face be seen?
Is it a bummer?
Nobody believes you when you tell them what you're doing.
No, I love that my face wasn't seen in those things. But it is difficult, but it's sort of one of those skills that you just learn. It's an instinct to the point where actually once I started being an actor and they required seeing my face, it was a habit I had to unlearn. Because
you're used to turning your head, right?
Yeah, hiding it behind a wig or an arm or whatever.
So Ralph was talking about how he just saw you over the holidays. He watched both Kill Bills back to back in the middle of the night. That was a breakthrough for you working with Quentin Tarantino, right?
Yes, it was.
Tell
us
how that
happened.
Game changer.
He's crazy, right? We love him, but he's crazy.
No, I love him, and I think he's crazy. Okay, and it's kind of part of why I love him.
Right.
I think he's the good crazy. There was a documentary called Double Dare, and I was one of the subjects. Jeannie Ipper is stunt woman from back in the day. She used to be one of Wonder Woman's stunt doubles, so she was the other subject. And I was on my way to Canada, because it's Commonwealth, you know, I figured they've got the Queen on their coin like we do. They'll give me a job.
Sure. They just hand them out at the airport.
Yeah, no problem. Here's a work visa. So I was on my way there, and I can't even remember exactly how it came up, but the auditions for Kill Bill came along, and they were looking for someone with my sort of skill set and my height. And I really thought I was just going to go home and get people buying me beers just because I'd auditioned for a Tarantino movie. That was sort of my claim.
Really?
Fame.
Like,
yeah.
You weren't going to get it, but you could tell people that you met him and you...
Hey, I met Quentin Tarantino, right?
I didn't even know I was going to meet him. I was just going to be like, totally auditioned for a Tarantino movie. You guys owe me beers. That's how I was going to go. And then a week later, I was not going to Canada anymore. I was going to China. That's sort of...
Wow.
Yeah,
so now, you're doubling for Uma Thurman for both Kill Bill movies. Now, is she quite a bit taller than you are, Zoe?
Yeah, she's a couple of inches. It's weird, though. I always double the tall girls. I guess I've got the proportions of someone tall. And the reality is unless you've got us standing side by side in the same shot, which is never
going to happen. It doesn't matter, yeah.
You know, it's all relative.
Was that the most insane amount of work or kinds of stunts that you had to do in fighting and everything like that? I mean, that really, talk about taking it to a next level. I mean, from what I remember, that movie was just, it's crazy how much fighting was in it.
Yeah, there was a lot of fighting. I mean, I think Xena really put me in good stead for that because, A, there was a lot of fighting in Xena as well, but B, it was TV, so it was sort of fast turnaround. I was accustomed to, thankfully, because the Chinese fight team, their work ethic is not dissimilar. They're kind of like, we need to do this now, and if you can't do it, next. You're like, okay, I'll just pretend I can. And see
How many times have you been in a position where they ask you if you could do something, and you know for a fact that you can't, and you say, absolutely?
Never. I have definitely been in the situations where I have no idea if I can or not, because I've never actually done it, but I'm pretty sure I could give it a nudge, and at that point, I'll say yes.
You're a fast learner. Yeah. All right. This is actress Zoe Bell, by the way, on the Kevin Bean Show. We are going to get to her amazing new movie, which is called Raise, here in just a couple minutes, but we're kind of finding out how she got to be in a position to star in Raise opening up this weekend. So Quentin Tarantino, he has you working on Kill Bill. He's also the guy who made the next decision that changed your life, and that is to, hey, let's put that pretty face on camera, right? And that was in Grindhouse.
Yeah. He's kind of played God in my life a little bit.
Sort of has, hasn't he?
I'm going to change your life this way. Oh, no, and one more time. How about like that? Yeah, he, I think it was a combination of the Double Dare thing. He'd seen me as a character in this documentary and gone, that's a cool character to put on screen. strange way to think of myself, but that's what he thought. And then when we worked on the Kill Bill movies, he kind of had this way of relating to me that was, as an actor, his the way he is as a director, it's anyone in front of the screen it will be communicated with as if they're an actor because they're giving a performance.
Right.
So he would say things
just
to me.
Just because you're a stunt person doesn't mean he treats you differently than the actors.
Absolutely.
Or the actress, yeah.
Whereas my belief was the total opposite of that. You know, what's your motivation? And I'd be like,
kick ass.
Kicking ass. For a paycheck. You're like, I don't quite know what you mean. And he sort of would talk me through the note, but why are you running up those stairs? I'm like, I don't know, to kill those guys. Well, why are you killing those guys? Because you're paying me to. But who cares?
You had all the wrong answers, Zoe.
I got a bunch of them wrong before I figured it out. And then he sort of sat there looking at me for a minute, and I was like, oh, I get it. Because they were really mean to me, and they took my child and ruined my life, and I'm revenge. And he was like, exactly. And I was like, okay. So I think I kind of became a bit of a pet project for him in his head. I think it was a little bit like, I could put her in this movie and make her act, you know.
That's right.
Act, monkey, act.
And it's been, have you been doing mostly acting since then, or still doing the stunt work?
No, mostly acting, and more so because, this may sound ironic, but jumping off buildings and being beaten up and beating people up was far more of a comfort zone for me than, not so much the talking, obviously I'm totally comfortable with that, but the sort of emoting and being emotionally vulnerable, and that was all pretty terrifying.
Sure.
Which is kind of what drew me to it, but also what, I basically had to kind of cut off my stunt girl so that I could address this whole trying to be an actor thing, because it got a bit far too easy for me to be like, well, that's scary. I'm just going to go back over here and jump off this building for a minute.
Jumping off a building is my comfort zone.
I know how it sounds.
All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk all about this movie, Raise. It's women in prison, guys, but not in a sexy way. It's women in prison in a terrifying way. Zoe Bell is our guest. We'll return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show on Camera. There's a new film in theaters tomorrow, also available video on demand and digitally, called Raise. R-A-Z-E. Zoe Bell is one of the stars of the film. She's in studio with us now on The Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, you got a couple of special appearances over the weekend. You're actually going to be appearing with the film, right, Zoe?
Yep. We're there for a Q&A on Friday after the 7:45 screening, and we'll be introing the 10:15 p.m. and the same thing on Saturday.
And this is going to be SundanceCinemas.com if you want to get those tickets. And by the way, the Friday night, tomorrow night, that screening is hosted by Uriah Faber from the UFC. How about that?
Indeed.
Now, Raise is about women in prison.
Nope, not like that at all, Kevin.
What's that?
Not like that at all. No.
Is it about women in prison?
Lay out what's different about this women in prison movie for us, Zoe.
We're not in underwear.
Okay.
There is.
So you don't even wear underwear. That's awesome.
Okay, let me rephrase. Okay. Underwear is only one of the layers wearing.
See. Okay.
There's no shower scene. There's no makeout scenes. In fact, we've stripped just about anything that could be considered sort of sexually explicit. Or
well, way to sell the movie, Zoe. Wow.
And that's all there is to it, guys. So you should go see it.
So it's not unfair
really
to say.
Ugly,
well, that isn't true, because you are fighting my girlfriend Rachel Nichols. This is, I mean, it's not unfair to say it's Hunger Games-esque in that you are forced to fight basically to the death to stay alive. I mean, really, that's what you guys have to do, right?
Yeah, we're forced to fight to the death. Yeah, you either kill or be killed, and mm-hmm. the impetus is heavily rested on the fact that if you die or refuse to fight or try and escape or kill yourself, if you get out of it in any way, shape, or form, a loved one of yours will be killed. So
it's not even just you. It's a loved one that you're
You're fighting for someone else.
So you don't have a choice at that point.
Where the hell are you living?
She's in a prison.
Yeah, but where?
Underground? Duh.
Is it like what country is it supposedly based in?
Well, it's all kind of nondescript. You don't really know any of it except for most of the American accents are American. So it's sort of.
So it's a CIA so black
it's
site.
It's
okay.
In Yugoslavia, obviously.
Guantanamo Bay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. But it's sort of, it's run by a society of incredibly twisted people, clearly, that they don't think what they're doing is evil. They actually think what they're doing is sort of for the cause of female empowerment.
Really? They've convinced themselves of that?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. That would be Doug Jones and Sherilyn Finn. Creepy.
Now, that's some tough acting for the ladies, because these are people who are not professional fighters, and they are basically just, like you said, kill or be killed, just forced to fight. And that must have been incredibly difficult to film and to have everybody kind of get emotionally where they needed to be to portray that.
Yeah, it was probably the most intense shoot I've participated in, which is saying something, because I've been involved in some pretty intense stuff.
Now, as a stunt woman, do you have to turn off the actual fighting so that you can
dial it back?
Yeah, so that you can TV fight? I mean, movie fight?
Yeah, I mean, I would never call myself a real fighter. And actually, by nature, I don't even like being in a ring. I'm that annoying person that my trainers used to get so frustrated that I'd be in the ring and I'd punch someone and be like, oh, sorry. They would just be like,
yeah, there's
why?
No, oh, sorry in the ring. Right.
No, and there's no sorry in Ray's either. But, you know, I've been screen fighting for long enough that that's where my talent lies, I guess, is faking it.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
let's play this very creepy clip from the trailer of Ray's, and this will give you a real good idea of the tone of the film.
Why are you doing this?
Because we have to.
Congratulations to those down below who have survived this day.
They have you, husband.
Because today you fought and won. You may rest easy knowing that your loved ones will also survive this day.
You made me come in.
No, you had a choice. You chose to let your kid live another day. I'd say good choice.
Doug Jones is a dick.
I know. What a mean guy.
If you want to meet Zoe, you can tomorrow night at the Sundance Sunset at 8000 West Sunset. You are going to be there along with Josh Waller in an interview moderated by UFC bantamweight number one contender Uriah Faber. This is the opening night of the film in theaters in Los Angeles. It's called Raze, R-A-Z-E, and you can also see it on demand. Get it on your VOD provider. It's pretty intense. Zoe, congratulations on the film. Great to meet you, too.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you guys, too. And on Saturday, Lee Winnell will be there mediating too. So
there you
mediating.
Go. Close
in case
enough.
We get in a fight.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
K Rock traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. K Rock,
the Kevin and Dean show on K Rock.
Why did that surprise you, Kevin?
How am I supposed to know if anything surprises me, Bean? Yeah, that was.
How am I supposed to know if anything surprises me? Well, you'll be surprised, I guess. That's how you'd know.
If I could say in my own defense, never mind, doesn't matter.
I'm dying to hear your defense, please.
When Lisa is doing traffic and we have the traffic sounder out, we don't play that jingle ever.
Nope. Uh-huh.
That's correct, Muggs.
Nope.
I'll punch you in the balls.
Nope.
I'll punch you right in the balls.
Not correct.
That is 100%
correct.
The
only time. Oh!
Muggs is on the floor where he belongs.
Time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
Good times. Is anyone keeping count? Do we have a tote
Shut
board?
Shut up, Rob.
We got eight?
We
four?
Four this week.
Four this week. And it is Thursday, so we're at a pace of one per day.
Bean, plus, gonna... I threw one in there, too, as well.
That's
don't forget.
Yeah. Do we have beans? Let's pull up beans.
Good, I like
we
it.
Got
I like
time.
That.
Because beans is pretty spectacular.
I like
was
that.
A good
Let's
one.
Do beans,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. We were talking about Nicole Alvarez, who's a DJ here, of course, on K-Rock. Sure, her brother is going to be in the Olympics. He's going to be a speed skater, and he's of Cuban descent, and this was Bean's take.
And now, a moment with Bean.
He's skating for America, but I think he's literally the first American ice skater, of all the ice skaters who have skated for with Cuban blood, I think. You know.
That was a moment with Bean.
This is so much more fun than it's somebody else.
It's going to be a good year, you guys.
The Americanized skaters.
It made no sense.
Random words strung together.
Why do they keep inviting us back to do this show?
No
Seriously.
One invites us back. We just keep showing up and they haven't stopped us.
I
they call us up and say, great job, guys. Please come back again tomorrow. There's no invitation.
I honestly think that people listen on the way in or wherever they are and they go, I'm not them. You know what I mean?
Like, they like that?
No matter how bad my life is or how dumb I am, I'm not Kevin. Or how antisocial I am, I'm not Bean. I think we make them feel good.
At least I open packages with peanuts in them. Is that what they're saying? That's
yes.
what they're saying to themselves?
Yes.
At least I'm not terrified of styrofoam packing peanuts.
For those of you that did not hear the story earlier, yeah. Bean has not opened my Christmas gift yet because it has those packing peanuts in the box.
Weeks have gone by and he won't open it because he's overwhelmed by the idea of having to deal with the packing peanuts.
So I'm saying since it's, you know, January, go ahead and send it back. I want it back.
So in other words, to the question, should I open up the gifts or send them back? Your answer is send them back.
Send them back.
Send them back, yeah.
Right.
I need a quick make a quick correction here on the Showbiz Beat.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Obviously, there's too much going on in the world. And so what we do is we subscribe to a service that collects a lot of these stories and sends them to us in the in a report format.
And they get a lot of it right.
Most of it they get right.
Yep.
But invariably, about once per report, there's some glaring error in there.
That is 100% wrong.
Yes. And then usually that's the story I will choose to talk about.
You never know which one it's going to be. It's just a grab bag.
And it bites me in the ass.
Yeah.
And,
which one today?
This is one of those cases. I'm no longer going to do any stories that involve lawyers of any kind. Because it turns out they listen, and then they're eager for you to correct the mistakes that you've made when you've listened.
Okay.
I did a story about Jane Lynch getting divorced from her wife.
Yes.
And I don't want to repeat it for the sense of clarity, just to keep things straight. But I did, I misnamed her wife by using the name of the attorney who was representing her wife.
Oh,
I see. Gotcha.
Because that's how it read in the report that we get each morning. But that is not the case. Attorney Susan Weisner called in and wanted to make the correction that she is not Jane Lynch's wife at all.
She was probably surprised to hear that.
That she's in fact the representation of Jane Lynch's wife, psychologist Dr. Laura Embry. And though it is Laura Embry and Jane Lynch who are getting divorced. I did mention that she was asking for $93,000 a month in spousal support. And the fact she got considerably less than that, counselor would also like to correct that it was not significantly less, but it was not 93,000. That is
okay.
True.
So, all right.
So we're just.
So how close do we have to
I have no idea. I don't want to know the details. I just want to make everybody happy and avoid some sort of litigation. So I just want the story to be correct.
I'm so sorry that, I did that.
I am sorry.
I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
It's insensitive.
Yes.
It's just wrong.
I'm sorry.
And that was wrong.
I got the names wrong.
And that won't happen again on my watch.
It will not happen again.
And I'm sorry.
You do not know how much we regret
yes.
that got on the air.
I want to yes. apologize to everybody mm-hmm. For the wrong that I've done.
Yes.
I want to learn and grow from this. Inappropriate, hurtful language is totally, totally unacceptable.
All right. I apologize.
Yes,
I'm really, really sorry.
Really sorry.
I apologize unreservedly.
Yes.
I offer a complete and utter retraction.
Yep.
The imputation was totally without basis in fact
yes.
and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice. And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family. And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Yes.
I feel like we've covered it now.
Just want to get
we
that.
Are deeply sorry.
Very sorry. Very sorry.
We're sorry.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
I want to make that correction.
We're sorry.
Just want to get it right. Today's celebrity birthdays.
All decent folks can agree that the remarks that were made don't have any place in the public discourse.
Right. Just want to make sure that everyone knows it. Anybody see Stevie Nicks last night at American Horror Story Coven?
No.
Did not. Oh, yeah. She showed up.
Was she playing herself?
Did.
Or she she is.
Played
okay.
herself. Gave advice to the witch Misty.
It was a set in New Orleans.
Who may or may
it's
not be the new Supreme Witch. And Misty had worshipped Stevie on the show.
Yep.
And Stevie was aware of that, and they got in touch. And apparently she was willing to make an appearance, and it was all very cool.
It's cool.
It is pretty cool.
We're going to have to retract that tomorrow, but
no,
it's a great story.
It happened. This much I know for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Speaking of television, I know spoilers and what have you, but we have not talked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all this week.
Oh.
Did you see that episode? The first episode back?
I didn't yet.
Where they tell you what happened to Coulson? How
no.
Coulson came back?
He didn't go to the island.
Oh, no.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, yeah, I went to
Tahiti.
Tahiti.
It's a magical place.
It's a magical place. I went there to recover.
Why do I keep saying that? Well, we found out why he kept saying that this week. Awesome!
Now I got to go watch it.
You do have to go watch it. Very entertaining. More TV news. Zoe Saldana
Thank you.
Both from Avatar and the Star Trek reboot with J.J. Abrams. She will play the lead in NBC's upcoming four-hour miniseries, which is a remake of the classic horror film Rosemary's Baby. For those of you who aren't familiar with the story, it's about a wife and mother-to-be who is unknowingly carrying, oh, nothing, Satan's child.
That's all?
That's all. Mia Farrow played the role in the classic 1968 Roman Polanski film. No word on Zoe's co-stars for the miniseries yet, but it promises to be terrifying.
You are all going to die tonight.
You probably will. You probably all die tonight. Did you catch any of the People's Choice Awards last night?
No, that I chose against.
The people chose.
Right.
And they once again chose poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Of all the BS award shows on television, it is the most BS-iest.
Absolutely.
Not a
no
word,
question.
But we'll accept it. It is without value of any kind.
Yeah, of any kind.
Of any. There's no redeeming quality or factor to that show whatsoever. You say, wow, this gives me an insight. No, nothing. I don't know who the people who are voting for this are, but they're just dumbasses.
They should call it that.
The Dumbass, the Dumbass Awards. Favorite new TV comedy, according to the people, Super Fun Night. No. No.
What is that, by the way?
That's the Rebel Wilson comedy, where it just every week strikes somebody as hilarious that she's really heavy set and dances. That seems to be the general premise of their comedy.
But isn't
that
show...
She sure likes to dance a lot and wear skimpy clothing, but she's big.
Right,
see?
But isn't that show a colossal failure?
Yes!
How is it the people's choice, then?
It's their
favorite. If the people chose it, they'd be watching it.
It's their favorite show not to watch.
Maybe they misunderstood.
Favorite new TV drama this season? Rain.
CW.
R-E-I-G-H-N. Rain.
I don't think there's an H, but...
There isn't.
Who am I to correct?
Rain. No, not Blacklist. No, don't bother with that.
Yeah, that's great.
Not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., not to anything else.
Yeah.
But the really tour de force was favorite pop artist of 2013.
Favorite pop artist has to go to Katy.
Well, it's got
to
be Beyonce.
Katy Perry, Beyonce.
Katy Perry, Rihanna,
Lady
Justin
Gaga.
Timberlake, for God's sakes. Yeah.
There's a slew of names you would come up with before you came up with the winner, Britney Spears.
That's just...
She's America's favorite pop artist.
It's just not possible.
And by the way, this is the first time she's ever won that award. Like 10 years ago when she was America's favorite pop artist? They didn't give her America's favorite pop artist award?
Now they do.
This is why the people suck! Here's Britney's acceptance speech.
Wow! Wow! This is so cool! This is awesome! I was not expecting this, and it's because of all of you that I'm able to do what I love to do. And I want to thank my family, my beautiful family, my boys at home, my management team, and all of my fans. I love you dearly. Thank you.
She sounds emotionally stunted, doesn't she? Doesn't she sound like she's still 15?
She was shocked that she won the award. What? She did not expect it at all.
She should have been shocked.
She didn't expect it at all.
Honestly, that's a terrible choice.
I think it's funny. First of all, the nomination didn't give her a tip off that maybe she might win. She didn't see it coming at all.
In normal circumstances, you could say that.
Secondly, what really strikes me as odd is that the People's Choice Awards tell the people who've won that they've won in order to get them there through the award ceremony.
So she's there knowing she won.
Right.
And then goes up on stage and says she didn't have any idea.
She didn't see that coming.
Huh?
Okay.
I'm just beside myself. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Nina DeBrev is 25 years old today. Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, used to be known as plain old Kate Middleton before she became royalty. 31 years old today.
I was in Britain over the holidays, as you know, Ralph. You're going this year. And, boy, there's no shortage of magazines about little baby George on the news.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They love that little kid, man.
That's why I'm going. I'm going to stock up on my baby King George merchandise. I want to get to my collectibles.
There's plenty to buy.
Jake Shields, UFC fighter, is 34 years old today. AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys is 36. Joey Lauren Adams, star of Chasing Amy, one of my favorite Kevin Smith films, 46 years old today. Speaking of Kevin Smith, Kevin and I are doing Hollywood Babylon again at the Improv in Hollywood on Melrose tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
No.
have you come out and join us. That guy really does not want to see this show. He has not been on our side for some time now.
Consistent.
You can go to improv.com to get your tickets for tomorrow night's Hollywood Babylon. Dave Matthews is 47, J.K. Simmons is 59, and Jimmy Page, guitarist for the legendary Led Zeppelin, 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, including, I'm sure, another moment with Kevin.
Yep.
Seems to be happening one per day. How do you say Matt Bellany from The Hollywood Reporter? Do you know, Ralph? He's going to be Bellany. Yeah, he's going to be here talking about the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Give us a little preview of what's going on. I'm going to tell you about my latest embarrassing story, besides my moments with.
Next besides moment. That moment, well, hold on. Just now.
It's going to be an embarrassing embarrassment?
Nick Kroll, comedian, will be on the program tomorrow. We have Kellen Lutz in the studio talking about The Legend of Hercules. And we have your Linkin Park tickets. So shut up, Ralph. That's tomorrow.